And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation. I was realizing today as I walked in a shopping mall that the radio dial is like a shopping mall. It dawned on me. You know, people think that they own their show. People in radio tend to forget it's a business. They think that they own the show and they're so wonderful that people are going to love them no matter what they say or do. But in reality, most hosts are just put into a rental space. And as long as people keep shopping there, they're allowed to stay in that store. They don't own the store. So I go down the mall and I see one store says, come in here for sports, come in here for radios, come in here for gadgets. And we've all seen sporting goods stores that come and go. We've seen clothing stores come and go. We've seen cookie stores come and go. I think that if you offer a single product on your radio show, such as sliced bologna, people are going to not eat that bologna after a while. Sure, once in a while, they may want to hear about the bologna, whether it be Democrats bad, Republicans good, Obama bad, which he is. But every day, that's like eating bologna every day. Or if every day all you do is every day you say the word the Constitution like it's the Holy Grail itself. Well, we all know the Constitution's important, but it's like a slice of bologna. How much bologna can you eat? People are searching the dial for something. They don't know what they're looking for. So I'm going to ask you, what are you looking for in a radio show? You see, I reinvent myself on a regular basis. My father used to do it in his little store. By taking inventory. And I would say, Dad, why are you taking inventory? He said, well, I want to find out what's moving and what's not moving. Even a small shopkeeper understood that you had to keep your inventory fresh to get the people to come back to the store. When I listen to radio, I'm afraid I hear baloney. Now, one of them got fired on MSNBC finally, the old fat one, who thought that by bashing white men who looked like himself would be job security. Little did he know, but that by bashing old fat white men on a daily basis, it was suicide. So I'm asking you, what are you looking for in a radio show? If you want to call on that's not what I'm going to get stuck on. There are many other things I want to talk about. In fact, I want to direct you to michaelsavage.com for one of the articles that impressed me as an example of how far down the road we've gone towards fascism and socialism. And it starts out with a benign headline. Wisconsin's VISTA program encourages volunteers to overcome white privilege. And they're encouraging white people who work in VISTA to wear white wristbands as a reminder of their, quote, white privilege and a personal commitment to explain to minorities why they wear the white wristband on their hand. It's in a power and privilege section on racial injustice. Now, by the way, this is paid for by federal money. And this is for white liberals who work with low-income, racially diverse public schools to examine the privilege their Caucasian race confers on them. This document telling them to wear a white wristband if they're white was written by a so-called Diversity Resource Center in New Jersey. And it suggests that white people ask themselves questions such as, how do I ignore privilege? What am I doing today to undo my privilege? How do I fool myself into thinking I am powerless? And on and on and on. Now, you don't know who started this madness, do you, this Nazism? At the top of this webpage is a quotation from feminist so-called Gloria Steinem that reads, of course, the first problem for all of us, she wrote, men and women, is not to learn but to unlearn. Did you hear this? What you don't know is this was common in Mao Zedong's China. Did you know any of this? Did you know that we're now living in a communist revolution under Obama? Did you understand any of this? You know that the whole concept of white privilege has been totally manufactured by communist professors as part of the social justice movement to make white people uncomfortable with their own race, to make white children uncomfortable for being born white. And it's being pushed by Nazis of color, by the way. The fact of the matter is, this is right out of Mao Zedong's China. Now, the poster boy for this movement of being embarrassed by his race was just fired by MSNBC. He thought that by bashing fat old white men as being privileged would ensure him job security. Little did he know, old Ed Schultz, that he'd be thrown out the door. Next to go will be Chris Matthews, another psychotic, in my estimation, who thinks that his stock and trade of bashing white males. Hey, them white males have to go. Now, this is an old Democrat drunk, a lifetime Tip O'Neill drunk type, the poster boy for this movement. He himself thinks it's his job security. Let me explain this to you. So many white people will get angry hearing about this. They're going to write things as they've written on this article, such as this. Yeah, and you're sure you don't want to mention that you worked hard, made sacrifices, and denied yourself many things in order to achieve those things that you did, Mr. White Man? That you worked nights, two jobs, went without a car, so you could achieve those goals? You wouldn't want to burden those folks with your problems or give them any ideas that one just might have some personal responsibility for reaching those goals. Another one wrote, yeah, I should not mention that I, as a white man, worked a day job, went to school at night, and then worked a part-time job on the weekends. And after at school at night, I got another job during those nights until my career took off. You hear this? So this went on in Nazi Germany when Jews were forced to wear a Star of David. It went on in Mao Zedong's time in China. And this is what leftist progressive Democrats are doing to this country, mainly to your children. They couldn't do it to me. I'd spit in their face. They couldn't do it to you because you know better than to listen to this crap. But they're doing it to your children in colleges across America. And so I have no question to ask you. This is the equivalent of the Star of David during World War II, we know. Another person points out that it's more like the mandatory self-criticism sessions during Mao Zedong's Cultural Revolution. And then finally, someone writes this. Look around you and see what has started under Obama. They are demonizing whites, Jews, Christians, gun owners, and rich people. Add to that list if you want, but they have their targets, and they're making sure that there will be a revolution. Have you noticed that there is no ammunition available? And someone wrote, the Soviets did the same thing with the kulaks. They were the farmers, by the way. They were deemed enemies and treated accordingly. So unless you know your history, you're condemned to repeat it. And what the communazis are doing in America's universities today is repeating history, a very dark chapter in the history of the world. Read it. It's on michaelsavage.com. It's linked up from CNS News. The phone number here is 855-407-2822. I really rather would go back to a topical question of the radio dial as a shopping mall. And if I listen to certain shows and every day, no matter when I tune in, and I try sometimes over a three-hour stretch, it doesn't matter when. It doesn't matter what time. It doesn't matter what segment. Whenever I click the radio on, I hear the same thing. The Constitution. Unless you respect the Constitution. Well, we know the Constitution's an important document, but that's not radio. This is not a boring high school class in civics. And if you start to sound like an old commie professor in a dirty brown suit with a tuna fish stain on your pocket, even if you're espousing so-called conservatism, you still sound like a tin horn Karl Marx, or worse yet, a tin horn other greasy communist from the 1950s in the Bronx schools or the Queens schools or the Brooklyn schools. They were filled with these commies with bad old suits. And if you start to sound like that on the radio, you're finished. You're gone. So as I walked in the mall, I mean, I saw stores come and go. Even Abercrombie and Fitch, thank God they threw them out of business because the stink of the perfume that they were blowing out into the mall. I used to have to walk around that store. Whenever I passed like a coffee store, then I knew there was another store. The AT&T store is filled with the true believers who think that it's the Holy Grail, that if they go in and get a new iPhone, they're going to be taller, thinner, perhaps even whiter. God only knows. They may even be whiter if they get the right iPhone. I really don't know what they're buying it for. But they do think it's the Holy Grail. Right after that, there was an Abercrombie and Fitch. My eyes would smart. I would sneeze. I would wheeze. They were blowing perfume out into the mall. Well, they're gone. So you see, if you continue to give out the same baloney every day, even if it's perfume baloney, the people will stop coming to your store. So again, I have to ask you, again, if you are in the mall, the radio mall, look, in any big city, there's 70 radio stations. You realize that? Internet. How many internet sites are there? I don't know how many there are. I mean, in politics, unlimited. 70 radio stations in my city, 75. Internet. Any other choices? Television, do I have to remind you, right? So that you're listening to my show is a privilege. I've been on the air 18 years. apparently I have a loyal following that will listen to me even if I got up and read the phone book, some of you would listen to the show, but I don't want to do that. I try to give it to you on a regular basis. Now, one of the other topics we're going to talk about, you can't call on that of what you're looking for in the radio mall in topics or what you'd like to hear. 855-400-7282 is the phone number to the Savage Nation. I found another article that intrigued me. Americans and religion increasingly parting ways, new survey shows. Religious affiliation in the United States is at the lowest point since it began to be tracked in 1930s, according to analysis of newly released survey data by researchers from the University of California at Berkeley and Duke University. Last year, they say 1 in 5 Americans claimed they had no religious preference, more than double the number reported in 1990. Fewer Americans affiliated with an organized religion survey shows UC Berkeley sociologists, blah, blah, blah. Now, first of all, this is a biased study. The minute you see UC Berkeley and sociologist in one line, you know it's a left-wing biased study. I'm a trained epidemiologist. I can tell you right now, I can get it. If I wanted to be a sociologist, I can make up any question I wanted and get any answer I wanted. However, I do believe that there is some validity to the results. The researchers found that 20% of a nationally representative group, they don't say what the group is, by the way, reported no religious preference. Then they say that's a jump from 1990 when all but 8% of Americans polled identified with an organized faith, right? So they ask this question in the survey. What is your religious preference? Is it Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, some other religion, or no religion? And it says liberals are far more likely to claim no religion. That's 40%. Conservatives, only 9% claim no religion. Men are more likely than women to claim no religion. More whites claim no religion. 21% said no religion, compared to African Americans, only 17%. And Mexican Americans, only 14% said no religion. This is very interesting, isn't it, by the way? Darn, they can't do anything with those blacks and Mexicans, can they, those liberals? No matter how they try, they just can't beat God out of them. They don't know what to do with that yet. Give them a little time. More than one-third of 18 to 24-year-olds claim no religion compared to just 7% of those 75 and older. So if you're an oldster getting ready for the coffin or whatever, most of you still believe in a religion. The young ones are atheists. They believe in nothing. All they believe is in partying and whatever. Residents of the Midwestern and Southern states were least likely to claim no religion compared to respondents in the Western, Mountain, and Northeastern states. In other words, states run by people like Mayor Bloomberg, generally claim no religion. No soda, no religion. No soda, no religion. No justice, no peace. Remember that? Well, they could put out a new bumper sticker in Manhattan for the few cars that are allowed, or put them on bicycles, which is no soda, no religion. I don't know if it would take. Now, what about educational differences? According to this biased survey, educational differences, roll the drums, among those claiming no religion, are small. Okay, they got it. Compared to other demographics. So in other words, it doesn't matter if you're educated or not. They say the results are about the same. Now, what religion do Americans identify with? When I come back, I'll tell you which religions are still prevalent in the United States of America. It's not going to be a big shock. So, to summarize, 855-407-282 is the phone number on the Savage Nation. We're talking about the radio dial as a shopping mall, and which store do you want to go into today on the radio dial? You've come into the Savage app. I'm the Savage app. Now, what do you want this Savage app to deliver to you on a daily basis? That's really what I'm asking you. I'm not going to give you sliced bologna by talking about the Bill of Rights or the Constitution or continuously bashing Obama. I've written one book after another. You can read those books, read the references, and judge for yourself whether he is what I think he is. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I don't know about you, but the last thing I need is some decorator in my house bloviating about blinds I can't live without. Who needs highway robbery when you could go to blinds.com and schedule a face-to-face virtual design consultation for free? You heard me, free. Here's how it works. Just fire up your smartphone, tablet, or webcam and connect with a Blinds.com design expert. It's like having a decorator looking over your shoulder helping you select the perfect blinds, shades, shutters, or drapes for your room, only without any pressure to buy. Installation is easy. About 20 minutes is all it takes to transform any room by yourself. Or if you prefer, they'd be happy to send over a pro installer to do it for you. And even if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. So get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states, Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Set up your home now so it's ready for spring at Blinds.com. I've used them. Go to Blinds.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of this Safe Light advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Down 237 at Santa Clara at Lafayette Street. Crash been moved off to the right side. Traffic is backed up towards north first, however. Have a multiple vehicle accident with injuries. Southbound 101 San Antonio Avenue. No lane information there. CHP has off to the right side now, actually. Traffic is slow getting past the area. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge, cantilever section had a stalled bus. Right lane, traffic slow and go across the span into San Francisco. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads long distances using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX. How tomorrow moves.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of this Safe Light advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Hey, check this out. For the first time that we at Cash Call know of, and we've been doing this a long time, Cash Call is offering a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at 2.75% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 2.75%. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 15 years. Are you kidding me? Look, even if you refinanced recently, invest a little time to put savings in your pocket every month for the next 15 years. Thanks, Mr. Fed. Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you'll save. Don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 2.75% 15-year money today.
Must own no other properties. No self-employment. Otherwise, higher rate will apply. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms or restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporations, California Finance Lenders Law License, NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
The new mattress models are almost here. That means Mattress Discounter's Serta and Posturepedic closeout sale has to end Sunday. Get 50% off clearance mattress sets and save up to $400 on closeout sets from Serta Perfect Sleeper and Sealy Posturepedic. Of course, you always get free delivery and Mattress Discounter's lowest price or its free guarantee. Just look for the red tag and save. But Mattress Discounter's Serta and Posturepedic closeout sale ends Sunday.
Mattress Discounter's.
Sean Hannity.
This is a critical time where we are beginning to see the great difference, and we know we're right.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
That captures it. That about captures my mood today. Nino Rota, remember him? What a great composer he was. I was thinking about that. Nino Rota, who did the Godfather theme, I believe. It's unbelievable. When you think back of films of that day, shot in remarkable, you know, stock, whether it was ektachrome, whatever they used, as opposed to video. But everything was big. The music was big. The actors were big. The scripts were big. The themes were big.
Everything was big. You went into a movie and you came out somewhat modified. Your consciousness had been changed. I mean, I'm a movie nut. I don't get changed by movies. I enjoy them. I'm entertained by them, but I never move by them anymore. Whatever. Things change. Nothing remains the same, as we all know that, right? But anyway, to get back to my main theme today, it is sort of a circus. The radio dial is a circus with different acts. Yay, here's the sports act. Hey, you want to come here to the news act? Well, we're the liberal act over here.
We're the conservative act over here.
We're the funny act over here. Hey, come in here. Here's the dirty act up here on the other band. We'll do dirty stuff. Ha ha! We'll say the dirty words for you over here on Sirius. Oh, yeah, tune us in. Put it in your car. Only $29 a second. We'll say the dirty words five-year-olds say.
We're the legal act. You know, you get the picture, right? Now, no one person could do it all except me who just did it. But as I say, the more I listen to conservative talk, the more I hear single-sliced bologna sandwiches. There's not even any vegetables on it. And I don't know about you, but I can't take it anymore. I'm trying to save conservative radio. Liberal radio's dead. There is no liberal radio. It's gone. There's only liberal television news. But there is no liberal radio. You could say NPR is. It should have been defunded 20 years ago since it's a liberal outlet. That's all it is. It's not fair-minded in any way. It sounds it because they play Vivaldi. But just because you hear Vivaldi and people speak like they're from England doesn't mean they're objective. I mean, I can be more objective sounding like I'm from the Bronx because I am from the Bronx originally. And I'm more objective than a phony with an English accent, by the way. I have nothing against English accents. I've always been somewhat of an Anglophile, incidentally, until they banned me. And even then, I'm still an Anglophile. I just don't like communist liberals from England. That's all. So I'm asking you, what do you want to hear in the mall? The Savage app is open for business. I can't even take a call. I don't have the time. I don't have the time. There are so many people advertising on my show, thank God, now. They're lining up around America to get on the Savage Nation. They know this is going to be the last man standing in radio. They understand where America is going. They understand they're all coming into my mall. They understand they're all in my mall. They all want to have their signs up in my mall. It's the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere. I'll be right back. 855-487-2822. Don't call. We're sold out.
Savage.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview. We recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Some breaking news. Getting reports that a person has been shot at the Richmond BART station. No other details are in. Police just responding to the scene. Oakland police are looking for the gunman who shot a driver in the leg during an attempted holdup at a restaurant's drive-through window. The attack happened yesterday, less than a block from the police department's Eastmont Mall substation. A federal indictment charges a former Sacramento TV producer with conspiring to hack into alter his company's website. The government claims he gave the group Anonymous a login and password for a computer server belonging to his employer. Roadways look like some heavy traffic in Marin County, northbound 101, North San Pedro Road, right lane blocked by a crash there, eastbound 80 at Ashby Avenue. An accident has been pushed off to the right side, and eastbound 580 in Hayward at 160th, left lane blocked by a crash. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Brian Sussman here, and I have good news. KSFO listeners have been responding in great numbers to Plumbing Tech and Repipe. That's a Bay Area-wide full-service plumbing company that will replace your old galvanized pipes with brand-new copper pipes all in one day. You heard me right, friends. One day. Changing out your old pipes will dramatically increase your water pressure, so you don't have to worry about getting scalded in the shower from someone turning on the washing machine, the dishwasher, flushing a toilet. All the work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential jobs, and their rates are extremely competitive. Now here's the really good news. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe right now, and they'll throw in a brand new residential standard water heater that's a $1,200 value with every repipe job they complete. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. That's 866-201-8682. On the web, plumbingtechandrepipe.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
We're mid-sized businesses, the engines of a smarter planet.
Our business depends on the movement of information.
Sure, we could use a free file transfer solution like FTP.
But if our file transfers, payments, or orders are interrupted, then our business is interrupted.
Which makes that free solution quite costly.
Instead, we rely on Sterling Connect Direct from IBM.
24/7, unattended, uninterrupted, continuous data transfer.
Learn more at ibm.com/engines/connect.
Brian Sussman here on the next morning show. Everything from the best beers in the world to the best financial advice, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
Do you have any more Nino Rota? This is Savage Nation. I want to hear some new music. I don't want to give you the same sliced bologna. No, not the same. No. New Nino Rota. Not the same. A different Nino Rota. So, look, I threw the question out there. The lines are jammed as usual. And I'll do the news. I'll give you all the news. But, you know, what's the difference? You can get it anywhere. I can give you just news if you want, but there are news stations. I beat them to a... Why is it that I beat the news stations in New York City in my time slot on WABC? It's perplexing because you think, you know, I'm all news, blah, blah, blah. Well, why are people not listening to it? They're listening to me, the men. The men are, mainly men. Men, older men, intelligent men over the age of 21, not hipsters who wear childish outfits and smoke too much marijuana and think that by holding a cappuccino in their hand, they look ironic. 855... Why do they want to be ironic? Why do all of the young hipsters think that looking ironic makes them look intelligent? Irony is a dead end. Irony is the simplest form of humor. I think one of these days I'm going to give a lecture on humor, the varieties of humor. Irony, true irony is very difficult to pull off, but irony is actually simple. The most difficult form of humor is sarcasm, good sarcasm, real sarcasm. You can't learn it. You have to have grown up in a sarcastic house and have been picked on by a sarcastic mother to really be good at sarcasm. You cannot learn this in a comedy club. You need to have had a sarcastic parent. It's the only way you can be sarcastic. I'm kidding you. Lighten up a bit, for God's sakes. Do you realize everyone listening to this show right now, everyone, I don't care what your color is, I don't care what your bank account may or may not be, nor your... Everyone listening to this show will be dead within 150 years. So that's like, oh, and? So what was that, Savage? That's so... It sounds profound on the face of it. A kid said that to me in high school. I thought he was a genius. He said, do you realize everyone on the planet today will be dead in 100 years? I had to raise it to 150 years, given medical advances and transplantation advances. I have to say 150 years. So you say, well, what does that mean? Actually, there is a wisdom to it. We're all traveling around on spaceship Earth. We're on the same voyage. And take a look at what happened to the latest ship at sea with 5,000 people, 4,000 passengers and 1,000 crew. Another carnival dream with the sewage overflowing in the hallway. It reminds me of planet Earth itself. There is a carrying capacity to a cruise ship. Remember I said that to you? There's a carrying capacity. There's a limit. But what happened here was the engineer said, okay, there's no limit theoretically to the size ship we can build you. So then they said, okay, we can carry 1,000 passengers, 1,000 crew, make it da-da-da. So they kept going up 2,000, 1,000, 3,000, 1,000. So that's like 5,000, no problem. Meanwhile, feces are overflowing into the halls. That's called a limit. That's called the carrying capacity limit of a cruise ship. They've reached their limits. Airplane, too big. The Dreamliner, boom, gone, can't fly it. Limits. See, there are limits to everything. And I've told you this before. I should get a Nobel Prize in economics for this. There is a limit to an economy. It cannot keep expanding exponentially. That's one of the mythologies of America. And I love America. There is a limit to an economy. It cannot keep expanding exponentially. Just as a government cannot keep expanding exponentially, as the idiot, communist, Marxist, academic fools keep doing to us. They're expanding the government exponentially, whether it be federal, state, or local. They don't understand there's a limit to it, carrying capacity. Same thing as a cruise ship. There's a limit. On another note, that has nothing to do with that, but it came to my mind, and since I'm going to throw out anything that comes to my mind until I start to take your calls, when I get a little winded and want to listen to you for a minute to catch my breath and think for a minute, I was thinking about Girl Scout cookies. Now, who in America doesn't think that that's innocent and cute? I don't mean you buy them. I usually, if they corner me, will buy a box and give them away. Or if I don't want to, I say, honey, I'm sorry, I don't eat sugar. I don't know what to say. I feel bad. But then I thought about this. Why doesn't the Grinch who stole Christmas, Mayor Bloomberg, the meanest man in America, who tried to take away large sodas, why doesn't he legislate Girl Scout cookies? Because I analyze Girl Scout cookies. There's more sugar in the mass of an average Girl Scout cookie than there is in a fountain drink. That's right. And I think that he shouldn't eliminate Girl Scout cookies. After all, he's a good liberal. He wouldn't do that. I think he should induce portion control in Girl Scout cookies and only let them sell a half a box at a time. I think he can take it to his Stalinist health commission in New York City, and they can all study it overnight in some hipster bar and rubber stamp anything that his friends write for him. And they'll say, by edict of the Health Commission of the City of New York in the year Anno Domini 2013, we hereby declare that Girl Scout cookies are unhealthy for you, and you can only buy a half a box of Girl Scout cookies. And we're hiring 10,000 investigators in the new Girl Scout cookie police force. That's about exactly what the Grinch who stole Christmas named Bloomberg has done with soda. Let's take some callers now. Let's start on... Well, I don't know, man. I have such good calls. Man and woman. I don't like the word man. It's antiquated. The 70s are dead. You know, it's another thing. It's very hard to know how to call your audience. People, that's too communist. Like, hey, people, how are you? No, that's too left. Man is too, you say, hey, man. That's going to sound like you're trying to sound too cool. Like you're a jazz, you know, jazz club guy in the 60s. Who uses it? You don't know what to say about people anymore. You have to invent the language. My friend, idiotic. Yes, my friend, that sounds like a pompous politician from another era, another country. Like it's like channeling a politician from Bulgaria in translation. My friend, what are you, a Roman? I mean, what is this, my friend? You don't know the people. They're not your friends. Any talk show host who thinks his listeners are his friends should be his own lawyer. Any talk show host who thinks his listeners are his friends should eat some of the food that listeners send. First rule in talk radio, I learned it the first week. Never eat listener food. Dear Mike, we love you so much that Marvin and I put together this cake for you. Please enjoy it. That cake goes right into the toilet because you don't know what Marvin put into the cake, right? Could be like the guy who delivered cookies with you-know-what on it. to all those little children who should have his head cut off. 1-855-400-7282. Let's begin in. Let's begin in. Let's begin on. Let's begin in. Let's go to Frank on WABC. Go ahead, Frank. You're on the air.
Dr. Savage, I just wanted to comment about your radio station. We've been listening since we moved from Albany to the Finger Lakes with our grandfather. I really think you're kind of like a grandfather because you are refreshing, exciting, unpredictable, focused. I love the stories about the food that you talk about. I mean, you don't provide the same old bologna. You're kind of like a Reuben or an Italian sandwich. You never know what you're going to get.
Hey, no one said that about me before, that I'm like an Italian sandwich. I like that.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's very refreshing with the stories that you tell. I love to hear the
story. Well, I hope it's not too low-fat for you.
No.
Thanks for the call. I'll give you a low-fat mortadella. You know, I didn't get any calls on the God question. Remember I read you the thing, the study? I lost the article already. It got buried on the table. That fewer people... Here, Americans and religion increasingly parting ways. New survey shows. Religious affiliation in the United States is low. Oh, I meant to fill that in. Oh, darn, I didn't. Second rule of radio. If you promise you're going to say something before a break, you must always deliver it, or else the people get frustrated and angry. So by which religions are prevalent in the United States? You can pretty much guess by now, right? Actually, it caught me by surprise. About one-third of Americans identify with a blank, one-quarter are blank percent, let me start with the smallest percentage of religions. 1.5% of Americans identify with being Jewish. Very small number. One-quarter of Americans identify with being Catholic. Although 35% were raised Catholic, only 25% identify with being Catholic. One-third of Americans identify with a conservative Protestant denomination. That's very interesting. So evangelicals or Protestantism represents the largest religious group in the United States of America. That's very interesting. Back in 1972, when this survey began, only 5% of those polled claimed no religion. But it's been going up steadily, with 18% saying no religion in 2010 and 20% now saying in 2012 no religion. So here's my question to you. Religion. Why have you left your religion and why? I think I can pretty much answer the question for all of the religions out there of why and when it happened. I can pretty much tell you what happened. But I'm not going to do it. I'm going to have you do it. So if you can get on this one open line, see if you can grab it. Lance on KSFO in San Francisco. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Michael, on the religious question. So you've just weighed out the percentages. About 60% are identifying with one of the major religions. And it seems to me that many of them are merely members of a club, and they have divorced faith in God from the membership in a religion. And it occurs to me that you have been, your relationship with God is such that God has chased you. I think that you haven't so much found God as God has found you.
You mean one or me, Michael?
I mean you.
Michael Savage, God's been chasing me, how?
Well, I think so. You said that you've had kind of a troubled relationship with God. And
I do. It's gotten more trouble, increasingly more troubled over the last few years. Since radical Islam appeared on the planet, I've become very perplexed about religion. Because if they can be doing those things in the name of God, something's wrong with the picture.
Well, it's the usurpation of the name of God, it occurs to me.
Okay, then why does this country permit it? Why do we bend over backwards and say all religions are equal? They're not all equal. That's nonsense. That's utter nonsense. If Christianity has peace and love thy neighbor as a principal tenet, and Judaism has that as a principal tenet, why do we permit a religion that teaches cut thy neighbor's throat into the country?
Freedom. Freedom is a double-edged sword.
Well, I'm sorry. Then that freedom is a Trojan horse. That freedom is going to kill us all.
It certainly is, but you have to look at the truth of what's going on here in order to judge it and determine the false from the true.
Well, what's the false and what's the true? What do you mean God's chasing me? I don't quite get it.
Well, he's given you the forum. And you're...
Yeah, that absolutely. Look, that I agree with.
Yes.
You don't understand. You may be one of the few listeners who understand how profound that is. I was dead in the water at age 50. I had nothing, and I begged God to give me a living, and here I am on radio 18 years later. I had another opportunity to disappear from the airwaves forever, and I swear it was God's hand that brought me back to radio, to a bigger audience, on better stations. Literally, it was God's hand reaching down to do this. I didn't do it. I was involved. I had to take the gift God gave me and pursue it, but it did not come. It came out of the blue. It was God's hand again. I know it was.
Well, you're wanted, and it's not just by people who are down here breathing. You know, somebody else wants you to say certain things, and I'm quite certain you're going to continue. And there will be adversity because this is part of the great voyage that you're on. So thanks for letting us ride along. As to what you should call the audience, I personally would be called a minion.
Minion.
A minion. One of the minions, right? My minions.
Ah, not a mignon, but one of the minions.
Not a filet mignon, no.
No. In the Jewish religion, a minion is a group of 10 men who are necessary, who are required to make a prayer session. You must have a minion. That's 10 men. But you're saying in the English language, you're using the word minion, one of the minions.
Correct.
Interesting language. I love English, don't you? It's a complicated language. I can't imagine how hard it is to learn this language.
The problem with English is that it's a degenerated Latin with Germanic grammar and a whole bunch of French vocabulary.
That's true. It's 100% true. If you look at the etymological dictionary, so many of our words are derived from the French. People don't even realize that.
Quite right.
Old French. I love to see old, O-L-F-R, old French.
Old.
You know, you look up the word pigeon from the old French meaning bad cheese. No, I'm giving a fake example. Lance, are you in the religious professions?
No, I'm just an eclectic sort of individual. I've been able to read considerably during my life, and I wish I could forget some of it. But
oh, my God. But once you have tasted of the Book of Knowledge, as they say, there's no going back, my friend. Let me send you a copy of A Time for War, my novel, which I'm very proud of. One day people are going to recognize what I've given the earth. No, it's not woe is me. I'm great. I'm not saying that. I'm telling you one day they're going to say this man could not have produced all of that. It's impossible. But it's okay. That's the way it is. It doesn't matter. I'm not Jody Arias, so I don't have the publicity that she does. Wow, she having some ride now. I can't bring her into this at the late. You talk about eyeless in Gaza and godless in eyeless. I watched a so-called defense expert that the defense brought in for that man killer. I wanted to reach to the screen, grab his ears, and rip his ears off. Here is a man who claims to be a psychologist claiming that she had post-traumatic stress disorder, which is why she couldn't remember shooting, stabbing, and cutting his throat. It's unbelievable. And then that slob of a psychiatrist that they are, a psychologist, says science proves that, I can't even say it on a family show, that sexual activity created some of her memory loss. I started to laugh out loud. I said, you mean he... I can't finish the sentence. Her brain's out? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of this Safe Light advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
For nearly a year, you've heard me tell you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS. Why? Because Federal Consumer Protection confirmed that their product gives you a 22% boost to the miles per gallon to your car. That's 22% more mileage. That's right. If you use their product, it's like getting an extra quarter of a tank of gas. With all the turmoil in Egypt, Every news agency is forecasting $4 to $5 gas by the end of the year. That translates to a dollar a gallon savings. Can you afford not to use what Consumer Protection described as effective and meets and exceeds their 22% mileage claims? Now, I know the inventor of this product. He's a genius. And I don't use that description lightly. So please do yourself a favor and call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. Michael Savage is telling you to call 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-537-7427 now. If you have not called him already, 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. And start saving money on gas today.
KSFO traffic, new accident, San Leandro northbound 880 Davis Street. The on-ramp is blocked right now. Southbound 880-238, an accident. That one's in the center divide. Still working a crash in Santa Clara. Westbound 237 at Lafayette. It's off to the right side, but traffic is still slow approaching. Southbound 680 at Bollinger Canyon Road in San Ramon. A crash also off to the right shoulder. Slow traffic still upper deck of the Bay Bridge from the metering lights over to San Francisco. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
Where did everybody go?
They saw my truck and ran for it.
Who are you?
I'm a Pacific Coast termite inspector, and you're toast.
Why's that?
Because we're the leading orange oil specialist in California. A quick and easy way to eradicate termites for those who don't want a tent.
These guys are cheap, cheap, cheap.
Oh, it's much less than you think. And after 20,000 home treatments, Pacific Coast has a perfect Better Business Bureau rating.
What does eradicate mean?
Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-722-4342. Pacific Coast Termite also eliminates rodents and repairs any damage to your home. And if you call right now, we'll take an additional 10% off the termite or rodent treatment and any necessary structural repairs. And all work is guaranteed and backed with a 2-year warranty. Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-PACIFIC. Or visit PacificCoastTermite.com. Free inspection applies to homes not for sale or in escrow.
You don't want to be a termite, no, when Pacific Coast Termite's around.
The Bay Area RV Expo is back and bigger than ever. Stop by the Bay Area RV Expo March 7th through the 17th and learn how easily you could be living in comfort and travel with your brand new RV. With free admission, free parking, and free food, you've got to stop by this premier event. It's all here. Tent trailers, toy haulers, fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A, B, and C motorhomes, even luxury diesels. Knowledgeable service technicians will be on site ready to show you the ins and outs of RVing with daily seminars. Huge manufacturer discounts and factory reps on site. Think you can't own an RV? Think again. Bank financing will be available on the spot. New, used, consignment, and bank-owned RVs. It's RV fun and excitement for the whole family when you visit the Bay Area RV Expo. Free parking, free admission, and free food. From Dublin Boulevard, take Regional Street next to Outback Steakhouse in Dublin. For more info, call 1-855-4-RV-EXPO or visit BayAreaRVExpo.com. Sponsored by Sky River RV.
After a fluffy waffle and some HD TV time at La Quinta, you know what you'll do in your big presentation? You'll pull them over! La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Need a vacation? Enjoy a two-night stay at any of Wyndham Hotel's 32 properties for up to 70% off at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Conservative, not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. So if I got up here every day and I read from the new edition of Trickle Down Tyranny that just came out in paperback, and I read you the new prologue, I tried to warn you. I put the evidence out there for everyone to see in the first edition of Trickle Down Tyranny. I explain that Barack Obama is the most corrupt American president since the days of Tammany Hall. And I give you the references. Some of you will say, yeah, I know that. And others will say, no, that's not true. Even if I showed you in black and white the corruption, the graft, the fact that GE avoids taxes by keeping $108 billion overseas, you're not going to want to hear it. Your mind is made up. So there's a limit to how much anyone can do in radio with regard to actually disseminating facts. There's a limit to it, and people don't necessarily tune into radio for facts. The thing that I have to go back to is that this is primarily an entertainment medium. The radio dial is a shopping mall. That's my new model. As I walk through the mall today, you have to understand that we in talk radio, we only rent the space that we get on the shows that we get. And the space is ours only so long as people keep shopping there. But if you keep offering the same sliced bologna sandwich every day, there may be those who will come in for a sliced bologna sandwich every day, but not for very long and not every day for the rest of your radio career. You've got to offer other things, I believe. And that's why I try to give you a tremendously diverse show on a daily basis. It doesn't mean that things such as Obama bashing are the wrong thing to do, or to sit up there on a high horse and talk about the Constitution every day. It's important, but I don't think people are going to listen to it day in and day out. By the way, the American Conservative Union Foundation, the CPAC convention, you know, you all heard the great speeches today by Ted Cruz, by Alan West. They're wonderful. But how many times can I play it for you? You heard it all day long. So I looked into who funds CPAC. I thought that would be interesting. For example, why is it that only some conservatives are more welcome than others at the CPAC convention? And I found out that it's run by Human Events, who hates Michael Savage, the National Rifle Association, who ripped me off a couple of years ago. I gave them $25,000. They never even said thank you by email. I never gave them another dime. And other prominent co-sponsors. It doesn't mean they're not doing a good job, but it's a political organization like every other. It's, again, the in crowd. It's a closed circle. Now, of course, you can get invited to the CPAC convention to give a speech just by giving a certain amount of money. You could buy your way onto the podium, incidentally. It's not that important to me. Good luck to them, the NRA, the Tea Party Patriots, but they're all businesses. They're all businesses at the end of the day. Other sponsors of the CPAC convention include the Washington Examiner, fairly good newspaper, the Lyndon Harry Bradley Foundation. Never heard of them. Which, according to tax records, spent and gave out $40 million in 2011. Good for them. I guess they're a conservative couple who earned their money, didn't steal it through solar grants. CPAC's co-sponsors pay $8,000 apiece, include the Susan B. Anthony List, which opposes abortion, the Conservative Grassroots Group, and the Liberty University School of Law. They're all good groups. But the fact of the matter is, we still don't know all of the donors. And if you look on the other side, and you look at the amount of money that Microsoft, Google, Apple, and GE are withholding by not paying their fair share of taxes, you recognize that CPAC does a good job, but never forget that it's a political organization. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation Part 2 tonight. I'm continuing my observation that the radio dial is like a circus now. First I said like a shopping mall. But it's also like a circus. When you dial around, in this circle, you have the clowns. In this circle, you have the... But the radio dial has the sports guy, the music guy, the perverted guy, the wise guy, the dumb guy, you know. And so I'm on the radio all these years, and I'm saying to myself, things are changing. Nothing stays the same. Some come, some go. I'm still lucky enough to be on the radio after all these years. I've survived somehow. Not only have I survived, but I ask myself, how? No, sometimes I ask myself, how do I survive in radio? It's got to be one of the toughest fields in the world. Now, it's, you know, you got to understand, I'm leading up to something. Don't think it's too self-centered and you're going to get bored. You won't get bored, I promise you. I'm leading up to you the listener. I'm leading up to something. In other words, what is it that you're looking for in radio? You want the news? Go to the Drudge Report. Go to a few other sites. You're going to get all the news depending upon your orientation, right? Just 2 seconds on your iPhone or whatever. We all do it. So obviously you're not turning the show on to hear what you've already heard from the morning till the night, particularly now when I come on later, the last word in talk radio. What is it that I'm selling? What is in my store that you are coming in to buy? You can go into a store and get the single slice of bologna every day. Some of you like bologna sandwiches with no onions, no lettuce, no tomatoes, no mayo, no mustard, just white bread and bologna every day. And you're happy to eat that sandwich. And some will eat it every day at the same time, God bless you, you like bologna, you'll eat it, et cetera and so on. You want news, you go to a news station. So I'm not here just to give you a news show. You can get that on a news station, but obviously you're not tuning in for that. I'm going to give you an example. In my hands, I have an analysis. I can't give you the exact details, but it's the big station in New York that I'm on, 9 p.m. to 11 at night on Monday to Friday on WABC. My show amongst men in January for this particular week, men 21 and above, I'm number one. Now, it's shocking because when you think I'm beating classic hits, Spanish contemporary, rhythmic contemporary hit radio, whatever that means, that's code words for something. When you hear rhythmic contemporary, I don't know whether it's about birth control or what. Pop contemporary, I don't think that's against birth control. Urban adult contemporary, that's another code word for something else. Then you get to all sports. Hot adult contemporary, I don't know what that is. All news is number 9. Classic rock is number 9. Sports is number 11. Spanish tropical is number 12. And all the way down the list, I couldn't believe my eyes. I beat all these stations. You have to go all the way down the list to find another. Here, News Talk is number 22. News Talk Information, number 24. News Talk Information, that's my old station in New York, is now number 26 in this demographic in my time slot. Whoever they put on, I don't even know. I think two people from Los Angeles who've always wanted to be syndicated, who have no talent whatsoever outside of their own market. So it's an honor to me, to be honest with you, that you're listening to me. I'm not surprised, but it's an honor. Nevertheless, I'm getting to something. I, like all people in any business, any walk of life, any profession, have to ask himself on a daily basis, number one, am I giving them what they want? Number two, what do they want? Number three, do they really know what they want? And number four, how much longer can I continue to do this without dying on the spot? So these are the questions that run through my head on a daily basis. And if you care to join the conversation, the phone, you know the phone, and what's the difference? Then we're talking about religion. Latest survey shows that more people have walked away from an identification with a religion than in any other previous survey. Now, whether it's an accurate survey is open to question. I'm not convinced it is. First of all, it was done by a group out of Berkeley, which is already on the atheistic side. So you can dismiss it as an invalid survey. But in my own analysis of America, it's somewhat correct that Americans are increasingly walking away from religious preference at all. More than double the number reported in 1990, so let's say it's a larger number. So I have to ask you, if you've left your religion, why have you left your religion? Now I'm going to take some calls on these topics. From the circus of life, from the variety show called radio, what do you want on radio, what do I give you that you want, etc., all the way down to the religious question, because I'm interested in all of it, truthfully. Let's begin in Houston, Texas on KSEV. David, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage. How are you doing?
What's on your mind?
Well, you brought up a really interesting topic. Me and my wife and my family, I guess about 3 years ago, we left typical mainstream Christianity. We were part of a Baptist congregation, and I was actually on staff at a Baptist church as a worship pastor, and the Lord led us away from Christianity as we began to really look closer at the life of Yeshua, Jesus. And as we more closely examined his life, we came to the conclusion that what modern Christianity espouses and practices is not at all really the life we see lived out by Yeshua in the Gospels.
Where are you now? Where are you today religiously then? If you've left, gone down those paths of Christianity, where are you today?
We're a part of a Messianic Jewish synagogue.
Now, what is Messianic Judaism? That means where you believe in Jesus, but you think you're Jewish?
No, I don't believe I'm Jewish at all. I believe that Yeshua, that's what his mama called him, Yeshua, not Jesus. He was the Messiah, as prophesied in the Old Testament.
Right, but so it's fine to be a Christian. Why do you have to say you're a Messianic Jew? I never understood that. If you're a Christian, how could you be a Christian and a Jew at the same time?
Yeah, I live my life as an Israeli, as laid out in the Torah. Because the book of Romans talks about where those who are the faith in Messiah are grafted in.
Oh, wait, you live your life as an Israeli of what epoch?
Basically, we try to live like Torah observant Israelis.
Okay, wait, hold it. Let me hear you. I'm open to anyone's conversation. Since you were not born in the Jewish faith.
Not at all.
Are you circumcised?
Absolutely.
And you did that as an adult?
No, my parents are Baptists. My dad's a Baptist minister.
Oh, okay, sir. So you were circumcised for medical reasons rather than religious reasons. I get it. Okay.
Absolutely.
So that doesn't matter. So what is it that differs between you and an ordinary Reformed Jewish person then?
Well, we believe that Yeshua was the Messiah. That's the big one that separates us from typical Orthodox Judaism.
Yes, Orthodox Jewish people believe that the Messiah is yet to come, that the Mashiach, so-called, will arrive one day. In your estimation, can a person be religious, believe in God, and not believe in a human Messiah?
That's a very good question. The New Testament, the New Covenant, says that true and undefiled religion in the sight of God is to take care of widows and orphans in their distress. And I believe it's the work of God in your life to do those things. That's what the Bible calls religion, to take care of widows and orphans in their distress. So,
well, no, I didn't say being a good person doesn't define you as a man, but does it define you in regards to your religion? Here's what I'm asking is, why do you need a Messiah in a human form in order to be religious is what I'm trying to understand. And I've said the same thing to various religious groups. I don't understand why they need a Messiah.
Well, Messiah Yeshua, he is the perfect example of faith and practice before God, living out the Torah perfectly.
Okay, I understand. Could it be that that's a misinterpretation, that there is a Messiah, and that in fact the kingdom of God is within all of us, as many have written, that within all of us the kingdom of God exists, and that there's a spark of a messianic, there's a spark of the Messiah in all of us? Isn't that true?
Well, Moshe said there's one coming after me, and you should listen to him. And I believe.
All right, look, I am not here to debase another man's beliefs, to be honest with you. And I certainly appreciate your courage to call this national radio program and talk about that. But I don't think we can get any further with the discussion in the shopping mall called the Savage Nation. 855-400-7282 is the phone number if you care to join the conversation on any topic, including Bloomberg banning Girl Scout cookies because there's too much sugar in them. Now, he hasn't done that yet. Bloomberg has not yet said, like the Grinch who stole Christmas, I'm going to make sure you can only buy a half a box of cookies. Not because we're taking away your cookies. No, but we're doing portion control of your cookie eating. And we're going to make all the hot dogs in New York. You know, hot dogs used to be 6 inches long. Did you know that? Then they were 9 inches long. Then they were 12 inches long. Now, some evil people are putting out 16-inch hot dogs. I'm not saying you can't have a hot dog, but we're limiting the size of hot dogs to 8 inches maximum. You want two hot dogs? Buy two hot dogs. And by the way, that Coney Island hot dog eating contest, that's very, very bad for your tummy, and it's terrible for your health. We're going to eliminate not the hot dog eating contest because you little fools like a thing like that. We're limiting the amount of hot dogs. We're going to have portion control when it comes to a hot dog eating contest. This is the kind of idiocy that passes for intelligence in the United States of America today. And so it goes back to my topic earlier. Do you get tired of radio shows that offer only one item, like sliced bologna sandwiches? Well, when it comes to Bloomberg, I think this guy offers a single slice of bologna every day. Anyway, I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hey, everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician. He was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUSFLY to order now.
You know, I happen to love Blinds.com. This is an American company that happens to put customer service first. I'm really proud to be associated with Blinds.com. First of all, they have over 100 design experts in-house in this country whose only job is to make sure you're thrilled with your designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. And now you can even arrange a free virtual design consultation with a Blinds.com expert via your smartphone, tablet, or webcam. Simply connect with a Blinds.com decorator, show them the window you want covered, and they'll give you ideal options in real time. It's amazing. Installation is easy. About 20 minutes is all it takes to transform any room by yourself. Or if you prefer, they'd be happy to send over a pro installer to do it for you. Look, even if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. Did you hear that? Get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Set up your home now so it's ready for spring. Go to Blinds.com, Blinds.com. They are the best. Go to Blinds.com.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing. Over 200,000 customers have repaired dry, brittle, and damaged hair with Ovation Cell Therapy.
I'm thrilled to report that Ovation does everything you said it would, and more. I couldn't be happier with the results. My hair holds a curl all day. My hair is thicker and shinier than it's ever been, and it's growing. It really is a miraculous revolution. I'm a believer, and I'm telling anyone who will listen, Ovation is an amazing product.
Ovation Cell Therapy can help repair the damage caused by harsh chemicals and heat styling and grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Ovation is safe and effective on all hair types, even for chemotherapy hair loss recovery. And it's easy to use. Just a simple cream rinse type application.
Log on to ovationhair.com, and when you enter KSFO, you'll receive a special introductory discount at checkout. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing.
Do you know which investment is projected to double in price? Let's ask Scott Carter.
It's not stocks, it's not bonds, it's silver.
What's happening with silver?
Shortages are showing up because supply is critically low. In just the last 10 years, 90% of the world's supply has been used up.
Where are the shortages?
Well, twice this year, the U.S. Mint has run out of silver.
So where's the silver price headed?
We believe all the signs tell us silver should be double where it is now.
Before we went on, you told me Lear has a special offer on a new silver coin. What is it?
It's a 1.5-ounce silver polar bear coin. It's minted from the finest silver. It's the only 1.5-ounce coin on the market that carries a government guarantee, and it's eligible for IRAs. For a limited time, new customers can buy 20 silver polar bears and get one free, our lowest price ever.
Folks, call 1-800-601-8761 now. The offer is limited. Invest just $5,000, and for each purchase of 20 silver polar bear coins, you'll get one free. That's 1-800-601-8761, 800-601-8761.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit ATM or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-838-6010 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-838-6010. 1-800-838-6010. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-838-6010.
Ryan Sussman here on the next morning show. Everything from the best beers in the world to the best financial advice, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
Well, here's some news. I told you that it's not a news show that I give you. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Now, the radio dial may be a shopping mall, and I'm not a news show, but I'm going to give you the news as it comes in. This just came in. You're not going to believe it. The United States, because of the provocative nuclear threats from the crazed nation of North Korea, our Pentagon is set to deploy 14 new ground-based interceptors at missile silos in Alaska and California. Now, that's frightening. What's also frightening is that Biden and Obama will be out of the country over the next few days at the same time. You want me to get paranoid with you? I won't. I won't go down that road. U.S. to beef up missile defense after North Korean threats, sources say. This lunatic could launch on Alaska or California, is what we're hearing. This crazy lunatic could launch onto us. And what are you going to do about it? Wake up and hear Seattle's on fire? What would you do? Who'd you blame? Nixon? Bush? Who would you blame? Who would you blame if, God forbid, that happened? Would you blame the ushers in the movie theater that we have now in the military? The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, that moron who oversaw the Fort Hood massacre and got moved up the chain of command for letting it happen and not stopping it? I mean, where's he on this? Or the new defense secretary who says Islam is a religion of peace, don't worry about anything coming from the Middle East. So now don't worry about North Korea, don't worry about China, don't worry about Islam. Only worry about what, guys with assault weapons in America? That's the new enemy of America to these idiots in Washington. Well, how about the new CIA director? Did he know about the North Korean threat during the hearing? How about John Ketchup Kerry? How's that? He's giving Egypt $250 million and F-16s and tanks to reward them for killing Christians and burning churches to the ground. The world is a mess, just a mess. It's a nightmarish mess, which is why I try to avoid the news. I mean, I try to do social commentary because at least it's sort of that's something we can laugh at and do something about. Thank God for Bloomberg. If that dummy didn't exist, we'd have nothing to talk about on radio. He's given us days and weeks of fodder. He's made himself, he's destroyed his entire career. With one measure, the man has destroyed his entire legacy, whatever it may have been. He has made himself into a laughingstock west of 3rd Avenue. I would say between the East River and 3rd Avenue, he's still admired and loved by the libs who live on the east side. But west of 3rd Avenue, Bloomberg is looked upon as not only the president of the nanny state, but a laughingstock. So when I say to you, forget the soda ban, next, they'll start banning Girl Scout cookies and hot dogs. The length has to be cut in half. Anyway, it's a very serious story. North Korea reportedly conducts military drill near South Korean border. Wow. This thing is simmering. The world is simmering because of Obama, because of his weakness, his dithering, his vacations, spending more time attacking Republicans than jawboning our enemies. That is why they're all acting up. They see a weakness. They see a vacuum. And you understand what happens in a vacuum, don't you? All of the tin pot dictators, but now the tin pot dictators have nuclear weapons, stand up and say, me too, me too. Now, if you ever were doubting why Iran should never be allowed to get a nuclear weapon, look no farther than Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un. 855-400-7282 is the Savage Nation. It's frightening, isn't it? It really is a perplexing time for the average intelligent person who says to himself, you know what, this guy is right. I don't know what to do anymore. You got a government aiding Egypt while they're killing Christians and burning churches. You got an Egypt that's increasingly coming under the sway of Jew-hating, Israel-hating, America-hating leaders. And John Kerry is there thanking them. And their enemies are returning American war veterans, etc. It's a country that's upside down. Food stamp users have more than doubled under Bloomberg. Today, the city proudly pointed out that when it comes to population numbers, we're doing really, really well, says thegothamist.com. But if you look at other stats, things don't look nearly as peachy, they write. The middle class is screwed. The homeless population is booming. And let's not even get started on food stamps, because those numbers aren't any better. Today, the Independent Budget Office of New York City has an incredibly depressing series of graphs. Over the last decade, the number of city residents receiving food stamps has more than doubled, while public assistance recipients have decreased, and the number of blind and disabled New Yorkers receiving SSI have remained flat. Last year, New York City residents received $3.4 billion, $3.4 billion in food stamp benefits. In other words, food stamp thievery, as well as $2.9 billion in so-called supplementary security income, that means thievery, stolen money, and $1.4 billion in public assistance, so they go out and buy more crack with it. And before anyone starts blaming this on penny-pinching millionaires, let's remember that in order to be eligible for food stamps in New York, you must make less than $14,000 a year, or be in a family of four making less than $30,000 a year. That's the story in America today. Everyone's entitled to an entitlement. And you heard what I said to you before with the communists who are making white kids wear white armbands to show that they've had white privilege. You heard what I said to you, right? It's getting worse by the day, which is why I have to keep you somewhat entertained or you'll all go away. It's the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere when I come back to newspapers.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Tina and her husband owed big money to the IRS.
We owed over $50,000.
They were frightened out of their wits.
Oh, my gosh, it was horrible. I thought we were going to lose everything. I thought we're going to jail.
Then it happened. Tina found the expert help she and her husband so desperately needed.
These guys were awesome to work with. They stopped the IRS from putting liens on our homes and our cars, and they stopped them from freezing our bank account. They kept the IRS off our backs. We really can't thank them enough.
The team of professionals at Authority Tax Services helped Tina and her husband, and they can help you. Authority Tax Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau.
We saved a whole lot of money.
You too may qualify to get up to 85% or more off your tax liability or for other special programs. So take Tina's advice.
Anybody in trouble with the IRS, give them a call. These are the guys to help you.
If you owe more than $10,000, call Authority Tax Services now at 800-773-7618. Call now for your free no-obligation consultation. 800-773-7618. 800-773-7618.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. A teacher who lives in San Jose but works in Monterey County has been arrested on child porn charges. Investigators are trying to identify the children whose images were found on the man's computer. Searchers are looking for a missing Scotts Valley man who recently suffered a head injury. They're looking around UC Santa Cruz and Henry Cowell State Park, where he likes to take pictures. Two Sacramento lawyers have written a public letter opposing any public money the city spends to keep the NBA's Kings from bolting to Seattle. They say they represent a coalition that wants the city to put any subsidy to a public vote. Taking a look at the roadway, southbound 101 before 3rd Street in San Rafael, right lane blocked by a stalled truck. And a crash, injuries involved, southbound 680 before Washington Boulevard in Fremont, left lane blocked there as you come off the Sunol grade. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, Brian Sussman here, and a lot of people ask me where I buy my gold and silver from. Desert Gold Exchange. That's right, Desert Gold Exchange. Family owned and operated, a perfect rating with the Better Business Bureau, no complaints ever filed, and they are experts. They know the market oh so well. And the thing I really like is because they're family owned and operated, they treat you like a valuable customer, not a quick transaction. Better prices, lower commissions, fast delivery. Generally takes only 2 to 3 days to get your products. And by the way, if you're thinking of converting your IRA or 401k into gold, call Desert Gold Exchange right away. I'll give you the phone number in just a moment because they can help you through that process. Again, Desert Gold Exchange, 20 years of experience in the gold business. They're my dealer of choice, 888-852-4343. Call them today, 888-852-4343, online, desertgoldexchange.com.
Have you been waiting to sell your home? The Monterey Bay Area needs more homes for sale, so list your home now and prosper. Low rates mean higher prices. Low inventory means motivated buyers. Hire me, Beach Area Specialist Rain Jordan, to sell your home. Ask me how I get high sale prices and multiple offers for my sellers. Connect with me today at 831-457-5505 or online at BayAreaHassleFreeListing.com. BayAreaHassleFreeListing.com. Or maybe you've dreamed of a home at the beach. Make your move now before rates increase. Hire me, Beach Home Specialist Rain Jordan, to help you buy that dream home. Ask me about my record of negotiating deals for my buyers as low as 82% of asking price. Get the micro neighborhood insights and the connections you need. Call me now, Beach Home Specialist Rain Jordan, Keller Williams Realty, 831-457-5505, 831-457-5505.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we believe in getting you the parts you need fast, but no shenanigans. What are shenanigans? Those annoying shipping and handling charges you get stuck with when shopping online. We think handling is for sports cars. And shipping? Well, when you spend $75 or more at AdvanceAutoParts.com, shipping is 100% free. 0% shenanigans. AdvanceAutoParts.com. Advance Auto Parts. See site for details.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at my Chevrolet, Cadillac, and Buick and GMC truck dealerships in Burlingame. If you're in the market for a GM car or truck, just go to PutnamGM.com and ask for a special internet price quote. That's PutnamGM.com.
Your favorite station now travels with you thanks to iHeartRadio. That's the free app that plays this station and over 1,500 of the best stations across the country. Download it free on your mobile device. Get started at iHeartRadio.com.
Ryan Sussman here on the next morning show. Everything from the best beers in the world to the best financial advice, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
So that was a pretty bad news story I just read to you. I just got it. It just broke a few minutes ago. I was going to read you the news headlines, but that's a... You know, a new pope for the Americas, Francis 76's first non-European to lead church in 1,200 years. Okay, that's all interesting to all the people who are Christian and Catholic in particular. But when I read that the U.S. is going to deploy 14 new missile defense systems in California and Alaska because of the lunatic in North Korea, that's very alarming. That's alarming. It shows you a number of things. You can't blame it on Bush. You can't blame it on Nixon. You have to blame it on our apparent weakness. You have to blame it upon the Quislings in the high positions in America under Obama, all these leftists, all these appeasers. And so then you see North Korea saying, you know, we're not afraid of them. We'll threaten them. We'll threaten them. What are they going to do? So far, they've done nothing. Oh, they're putting up 14 new defense systems. You hear? That's what we're doing. This is our idea of reacting to a man who's saying, I might strike America with a nuclear weapon. We'll put up defensive shields. That's like a husband who's a wife beater, who's caught beating his wife, and the court says, you better not do it again. And he says, I'm going to do it again. And the wife goes out, and what does the wife do? Instead of hiring a security guard to punch the husband in the nose or take away the husband's ability to punch, to hurt her again, what does the woman do? What would that be the equivalent of a woman doing, us putting up defense shields? I don't even know if there's an equivalent. I'm speechless to tell you how weak we look. We're like a battered wife. Yes, under Obama, it seems to me we are becoming more like a battered wife of the world, where every tin pot dictator with a military or a terrorist underground or a nuclear capacity is threatening us because we have nothing but... it's the corruption. It's not that they're weaklings. What you don't seem to understand is that it's not that Obama's a weakling or that he's not brilliant. It's that they're so corrupt and so biased with what they're racing to do with their left-wing agenda and their corruption, the crony capitalism that I've been telling you about for years now. They're so hard-focused on their crony capitalism, like giving General Electric, Apple, Microsoft, and Google the ability to avoid taxes on hundreds of billions of dollars in profits, not paying a dime. They're so focused on screwing the American middle class to usher in their agenda. The tyranny, by the way, of Obama is overwhelming. I try to warn you. I put it down in trickle-down tyranny. I told you that Barack Obama is the most corrupt American president since the days of Tammany Hall, and I spelled it out for you with references. So what can I say? You want to read about it and argue with me? Go read about it and see the references, the books in paperback now. So what would you like to talk about? Let's go to the callers. Sandy in Oregon on line 3. Go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hello, Michael. I want to take a stab at the reason why we listen to you, and it's because you tell the truth. It doesn't matter what your subject matter is. We know that you will not lie to us for political gain or financial favor or whatever. So it doesn't matter what the subject. You could talk politics, religion, even dog care, and it's beautiful to listen to.
That's very nice. There's nothing more I can say other than thank you and send you a copy of The Time for War. Stay on the line. I was speaking to an individual today whose politics are opposite mine, probably, and he's in the radio industry. And I said to him, I think the people listen to me, even in liberal cities like San Francisco, the reason they're listening to me on KSFO, for example, is that even if they're politically liberal, I'm like their uncle who they no longer have. I'm like the uncle. I've said it before. It's a good analogy. In fact, I may change the show opening. And now it's time for America's favorite Dutch uncle. It's Michael Savage. That would be a good opening, Doug. We should do that. I'm like the Dutch uncle who tells you, like, in cold, hard ways, this is what it is, this is how the world is, and you say, you know, damn it, I agree with the guy. I may be a liberal, he's a conservative, but I agree with the guy on this, so what does that make me? See, I force you to understand that your doxies may not be valid. You may be stuck in a doxy, but it may not be really your doxy. It may be a pair of shoes that you outgrew. Maybe you outgrew those shoes, maybe they're too tight for you. Maybe the strictures of the liberalism that you learned when you were 30 or 20, time to leave the shoes in the closet or give them away to Goodwill and grow up and move on to a different worldview. Because it's not making you any happier or richer, I can guarantee you. Now, I'm not guaranteeing you that by embracing my worldview, pardon me, you're going to be happier or richer. I can't guarantee that you'll be taller, nor that your wife will get better looking, nor that your car will be shinier. I'm sorry, it's a bad analogy. I can't guarantee you any of those things. But, you know, people say to me, Mike, why don't you take a vacation like my family? You know, they're mad at me. They say you have everything a man who has worked all his life wants. Why do you sit every day and do this radio stuff? Every day, every night you're in front of a microphone. You don't go anywhere. Why don't you leave? Why don't you take a vacation? Because there is no greater vacation than exercising my mind. I don't know how to put it. What am I supposed to do? Go to Maui and go to the falls in Maui? I did that when I was 25 years old. I lived there. It's gorgeous. I loved it. Go to Fiji? I lived in the Fiji Islands. I collected medicinal plants. I love traveling for a purpose. Fiji, Tonga, Samoa, the Marquesas. I've been in some of the most remote islands on Earth, but I didn't go there to sit and drink. I did sit and drink, but I didn't go there to sit and drink. I did that after I collected plants all day long. I lived in the villages. I collected plants. I codified plants. They're in collections around the world. I'm very proud of my work as an ethnobotanist. I don't do it anymore. It's another part of my world. It doesn't even seem real to me. Those years that I ate, slept, and drank ethnobotany, for example, you look it up today. It's an obscure field, but it's very comparatively more popular than it was when I was into it. I thought it was the beginning and the end of the world. Everything I've ever done in my life, I do 100%. Like years ago, back in the 70s, I wrote a book called Plant a Tree. I went around to every state in the country. I spoke to the tree planting departments in every place I could. I looked it up and this and that. And I gave a state-by-state overview of which trees would be best for planting in the cities of America. The book was published in 1975 by Macmillan. I was so proud of that book. I lived it. I went to the Harvard Botanical Museum. I moved to Marblehead with my young family. I sacrificed for it. Did I make a fortune with the book? No. I made a small enough advance to live on. But I was like an itinerant writer. I mean, whatever I did 100%. So come full forward. Here I am, 2013 radio. I'm giving you 100% of what I have. To me, this is important. I know that one day I'll look back and say, what was all the sound and fury about? Did I make any difference? Did I make any difference? I don't get depressed over this. I thought that at some point when I started in radio, we could make a difference. And perhaps we have in some ways. In the big way, we have not. It's gotten worse, I must tell you. In the big way, we've lost. In the big way, the radical communist Marxist movement has won. In the big way, all you've got to do is look at what the radicals are doing to this country in the White House. In the big way, all you've got to do is look at Chuck Hagel. All you got to do is look at John Kerry. All you got to do is look at Eric Holder. All you got to do is look at Big Sis in Homeland Security. All you got to do is look at you taking your shoes off at an airport. All you got to do is look at what they're doing to your children. All you got to do is look around you to understand that we've lost in the big way. So for me to get up here every day and start screeching about do this and do that and get hysterical and start screaming about, you know, read the Constitution, God bless those who want to do it. I'm not going to do it because that's not what's going to change the world at all. The pendulum has to swing. There's a rhythm to everything, a season to everything. The American people got hoodwinked by this fraud. They got lied to by the rats in the media. It's a rat's nest of left-wing liars like I've never seen in my life. When I look at that Candy Crawley on CNN, I want to break something. That woman undermined Mitt Romney, but I don't blame her. He let her do that. He was winning. First debate, we had a new president. For better or for worse, liberal, Republican or not, we certainly wouldn't have this cesspool of leftism that we are stuck with right now. This pollution that is emanating out of the White House would not be wafting across America had Romney won. It would be a far safer nation today, I can guarantee you. He won in the first debate. Then what happened? He let the media undermine him. He went along with the program that was given to him. So I blame him. I don't blame her. He could have overridden Candy Crowley. He could have overridden Bob Schieffer and not answered his questions. He could have waved them aside and said, you know what? That's a setup question. You're biased towards the president. I'm not even going to answer it. Here's my question and my answer. The world would have come to a dead end. The world would have stopped if we had a leader with that kind of guts to stand up to these left-wing fanatics. But we didn't have that, did we? So look what we have now. Another vacation. Another broken budget and another vacation for the first family. Okay, Mooch or Shell, where's she going? On Air Force Two, how much is that going to cost us? They have the White House closed to tourists for children. That's closed. Tuition for young men and women in the military who want to go to college, they cut that off. They're the meanest, smallest-minded people that have ever occupied the White House. Mean and small and greedy. It doesn't get any worse than this. There should be an outcry across the land, but there isn't. There is no outcry. The people have stopped crying out because they feel there's no use to it. They tried it. They listened to Wallbanger, and they listened to everybody, and then they feel that they were deceived. They don't want to listen to it anymore. So if you continue to get up here every day and just give the same old, meaning that same old slice of bologna with no lettuce, no tomato, and no onion on it, you're going to lose your radio show. I mean, the ratings on Fox News have fallen in half. No matter what anyone says, the ratings have collapsed on Fox News. It's not that they're bad people. It's not that they're not doing a decent job. But, you know, there's only so much flashing of lights and so much of the hairdos and only so much of breaking news every minute like a lab rat. Every second, like a whoosh of breaking news. Every second. I mean, it's like watching a hypnopedia from a Huxley novel. And then at the end of the day, they were wrong. Wallbanger got up and said he's guaranteeing you that Romney's going to win. Well, I'm sorry to say that his prediction was so wrong that the people stopped listening to him. And then when he sounds like a shill for the Republican Party, that's the real heartbreak here, which is that when a so-called conservative host simply gets up on the radio and day in and day out just gives you Republican talking points and calls everybody in the Republican Party who's approved my friend, you don't want to hear it anymore. I know what's going on. I know what's going on, and I can see the future. I can see the future, and I know what's coming. I know what's coming in radio. I know what's coming in television. I know what's coming in the newspapers. I know what's coming on the internet. I've been around a while. I can tell you I know what's coming. And here we are. Let's take a couple of quick calls, then a break, then back to more radio. WABC New York, Lauren, thanks for holding so long. You're up on the Savage Nation.
Yes, Dr. Savage, you're a verbal artist. You can paint a picture with words that I can listen to. You're engaging. You talk to us, not at us. And you are a teacher, but you will also listen. And you go from history to contemporary issues. You're not rude. Not condescending. You're authentic, and you're a gift. And Teddy, that's it.
Did we date in Queens College? A number of you, John.
I wish.
No. Sometimes I get callers. I don't know if I knew them 50 years ago.
No. I went to John Jay Criminal Justice.
Are you a police person or a lawyer?
No, I'm an RN. But I got a degree in forensic psych to keep me out of trouble.
You're an RN. Listen, I got a pain in the left side of my back. Can you?
Yes, I can.
Well, we won't go there. It's a national show, Lauren. Lauren, let me send you a copy of A Time for War. See, I could have fun. I mean, look, that, at the end of the day, if you can't laugh, you're finished altogether. That's another thing I want to tell you. You cannot fake a laugh and you can't fake enjoyment. I hear a lot of the hosts now trying to fake enjoyment and laughter. Ooh, does it sound tinny? Wow. They were told, hey, get off the subject already. Lighten it up. Well, they're trying to do savagisms. They're trying the dog. They're trying to talk about a sandwich they ate. They're trying to laugh during the show. Doesn't work. There's only, you know, you can't imitate the real McCoy. So, look, it's enough of me blowing my own horn. The radio dial is a shopping mall, in plain English. As I said at the beginning of the show a couple hours ago, I was in the mall, it dawned on me. And you're going in that mall, and I see stores come and go. Some go out of business. Some stay in business forever by reinventing themselves, changing the inventory, right? And I'm telling you that the talk radio business must change its inventory in order to even be a franchise at all. Never mind in 2 years. In less than 2 years, there's going to be a wholesale slaughter of hosts in talk radio, and I hope I'm not one of those slaughtered. Yeah, I mean, I'll still survive one way or the other. I'll go on to this and that, but I don't think I will be. I think I'll be here. And with your help and God's will, I will be. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-471-7570. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-471-7570. Again, 1-800-471-7570. 1-800-471-7570.
Look, listeners of the Savage Nation, you're independent thinkers. You question everything, but there's one company you can take at face value. My friends at Blinds.com, they've done my house. I go there because they've extracted the hassle and high cost out of ordering designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, while being complete zealots about customer service. Example, you can now schedule a free face-to-face virtual design consultation via your smartphone, tablet, or webcam. I like it. You just point your webcam at the window you'd like to cover, and your Blinds.com decorator will suggest the perfect window treatments for your room in real time. It's amazing. About 20 minutes is all it takes to transform any room by yourself. Well, look, if you prefer, they'll be happy to send over a pro installer to do it for you. And even if you mismeasure, which is unlikely, they'll remake it for free. Get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. They are the best. Set up your home now. Make it look beautiful for spring. Blinds.com. Go to Blinds.com.
Hey, termite.
What's up?
I'm a Pacific Coast termite inspector.
Big whoop. I've been feeding off this house for years.
I know. The owners are sick of it.
They're not going to dent the place.
Pacific Coast uses orange oil, so everyone gets to stay, except you.
This guy's cheap. See his ride?
It's less than you think. And after 20,000 home treatments, Pacific Coast has a perfect Better Business Bureau rating.
How about a running start?
No.
Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-722-4342. Pacific Coast Termite also eliminates rodents and repairs any damage to your home. And if you call right now, we'll take an additional 10% off the termite or rodent treatment and any necessary structural repairs. And all work is guaranteed and backed with a 2-year warranty. Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-PACIFIC. Or visit PacificCoastTermite.com. Free inspection applies to homes not for sale or in escrow.
You don't want to be a termite, no, when Pacific Coast Termite's around.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-479-2177. That's 800-479-2177. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-479-2177. That's 800-479-2177. American Bullion, 800-479-2177.
It's an exciting time to be a golfer. The next generation of drivers has arrived at Golfsmith, and they're all about adjustability. From loft to shot shape to face angle, your new driver can be tuned just for you. It can also be a bit overwhelming. Thankfully, there's Golfsmith. Their experts can help any golfer adjust the latest drivers to fit their best game, all at the guaranteed lowest price. Come into Golfsmith today.
Right now's the perfect time to buy investment property. But do you know how to take advantage of this opportunity of a lifetime? Get tips from experienced real estate experts at the Real Wealth Network Property Showcase, March 16th in San Mateo. Learn how you can get great deals on income property in Atlanta, Orlando, and Cincinnati for under $100,000. Find out more at realwealthevents.com. That's realwealthevents.com. Or call 888-RW-NETWORK or realwealthevents.com.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
All right, welcome back to the Savage Nation. Let's go to the newspapers and news sites. New York Times. I'm not going to laugh at this, but it's laughable. The case of my missing confidence. A robbery at knife point where I worked left me feeling ashamed. You hear the result of a liberal? Held up with a knife. And the person who was held up, she was living in San Francisco. I see. And because she got held up at knife point with a 9-inch chef's kitchen knife, she felt ashamed. Instead of going out to a gun range and buying a gun and learning how to defend herself, she came back feeling guilty and ashamed of herself. Okay, end of story. It's sad. I'm not laughing at the girl. I'm not laughing at her. I'm not mocking her. I'm showing you what our children have become. They were taught in elementary school, don't hit back, don't hit. Let the burglar rape you. Let the rapist rape you. Let the burglar rob you. This is the same thing as North Korea now threatening to hit us with a nuke. So what's the reaction of the Defense Department? Instead of a fast reaction force with a naval task force off the shores of North Korea bristling with our own nukes aimed at him, what's our reaction? We're feeling ashamed and we're putting up 14 new missile defense shields in California and Alaska. That came out this afternoon. So we have like chicks running the American intelligence and defense establishment. We have a bunch of sad, nice chicks running our defense establishment. We don't have men running it anymore. When I say men, they may be men physically, but they're not acting like men. They're acting like girls who were victimized by a crime. And they're reacting like a liberal girl who had been victimized by a crime. And reacting in the same way. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Do you understand the danger we're in? End of story. End of story. Let's not talk about it. 855-400-7282. Let's see what's on the front page of various and sundry. I promised you. Here we go. San Francisco Chronicle. Once was a good C-plus newspaper. Unfortunately, now no one buys it. I wonder why. Headline, a goon with a basketball on top. Next, Pope. Outlook's color views of Pope. Applause for social justice, concern about gay rights. Every day the same thing. Remember I told you talk radio is dying because it's like a slice of bologna that you don't want to eat anymore? That's the Chronicle. The same bologna every day. Gay rights, social justice. Social justice, yeah. Every day the same. How many times can you read the same story in different ways? It's like a boring story already. Next, underneath that. Flame retardant bans difficult to accomplish. Now they're worried again about blankets catching fire in a crib. I don't know how often that happens. It's a tragedy when it does happen, but I wouldn't think that's front page news. Next head story. Player strike silences matinee. Musicians seek deal before tour of East Coast. I covered that yesterday. They're greedy. They're foolish. They're going to put themselves out of business in the symphony. It's a business like any other. Take less money or you'll be out of business. You'll be home playing. You'll be home tuning your clarinet in the basement if you keep this up. Or worse yet, teaching at Berkeley. Without tenure and no health care plan, then you can really get left wing. North Korea lobs sexist taunt at South's new leader. North Korea's first public senior level mention of South Korea's first female president ended up being a sexist jab. The body that controls North Korea's military complained Wednesday about the venomous swish of her skirt. Oh, goodness. That sounds like Ted Cruz should have said about a certain senator from Northern California. You know, they have a way with language in North Korea, the venomous swish of her skirt. I like that. See, we lack language usage in America. I like colorful language. I would like to see more Victorian language used in our political discourse of the type I use. Colorful Victorian language. It's the Savage Nation. Go to michaelsavage.com. I'll be back in a moment for more Across America.
Right. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I'm Michael Savage. Here's what's on the news site, michaelsavage.com, today. And what we're talking about from March 14th, 2013. We're looking at michaelsavage.com, home of Borders, Language, and Culture. On the top right, this is a fun one. This is shocking. Stars who lost their mojo due to age, suspect lifestyle choices, and, I guess, whole milk lattes. It's, on one hand, funny, pathetic, sad, and very telling. You see them when they were beautiful, young, handsome, strong, and look at them now. I guess in the end, time and gravity catches up with all of us. Second lead story on michaelsavage.com, papal election stirs Argentina's dirty war past. Already the leftists are attacking the new pope. Predictably so. Who says radio hosts are all talk? Kirkus Review asks that, and they say Michael Savage is not. And you really ought to read A Time for War. They ask, is China already at war with us? Go and start reading an excerpt right on my website. If Obama's so impressed with the Sultan flying his own 747, some are asking, why can't he pilot Air Force One? It's a pretty tough thing to do. The left smears the new pope, top right. New Carnival Cruise nightmare. Again, they're dead in the water. 4,000 passengers are being flown home from a troubled cruise. Another one. As I said to you a few weeks ago on the Savage Nation, they've exceeded the size of a system that can handle that number of people. There is a limit to everything. In the Senate, a committee approves an assault weapons ban. Its approval in the full Senate is highly unlikely, given the fact that, you know, middle American states are totally opposed to this weapons grabbing. Illegal aliens sue the border agents over a cold cell. They file lawsuits claiming human rights abuses. Really? I'd rather have a cold cell in America than a hot mud hut where they came from. I don't know what they're complaining about. This is more of an assault upon our legal system, in my opinion, than it is anything else. Don't miss the story on the left of an Orthodox Jewish woman who was attacked and arrested with her gun seized for no reason by little martinets in a Jersey town. Yes, New Jersey, government fascists attacked a religious Jewish woman who simply went there to complain about property taxes. It can happen here. Lawmakers question the risky $5.5 billion loan for high-speed Vegas train. Yeah, no kidding. Just what we need. Just what we need. Here's a laugh for you on Michael Savage. The Muslim Brotherhood is saying that the United Nations document on violence against women violates Islam. They like violence against women in Islam, is what they're saying. Can you believe the conflict between, well, you get the picture. A record 18.7 million students got a free lunch. Remember we used to hear there's no such thing as a free lunch? It's still true. Because you're paying for it, jerk. A school is urging volunteers to wear white privilege wristbands to remind them about the privilege of being born white. You talk about insanity. Also on my website, michaelsavage.com, little brother Mayor Bloomberg. Little brother vows to fight the reversal of the soda ban. Soda ban. The city's awash in crime, pornography, drugs, and he's worried about how much soda you drink. News out of France from La Stampa. In New York, there's a sign of a quiet exodus of Jews running out of France owing to the practitioners of the religion of peace known as Islam. Was Savage's novel A Time for War sabotaged by China? Read all about it on michaelsavage.com. Abandoned Russian cruise liner adrift in the Atlantic, floating aimlessly with only rats aboard. Maybe Carnival can book it. Finally, Scots fought in bright yellow war shirts, not Braveheart kilts, according to a new historian. And if you're interested, here's how you can listen to the Savage Nation. You click on the bottom left map, you go to the state you're interested in, for example, California. You look down on California and you see KSFO and all the other stations up and down the coast where the Savage Nation is broadcast. All this and more, including late breaking news, right here on the Savage Nation. Okay, 1-855-407-282. Any topic is fair game. Now, I do the last word in talk radio every day, as you well know, across America on these great stations, 185 and growing. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions today on the Savage Nation. We can talk about what does Eric Holder mean when he will not shoot any American who's not a combatant. I mean, look at the word combat. He will not kill any Americans who's not in combat. Okay? So what does the word combat mean? I'm a combative man. Am I in combat with the administration? I don't know. Ask Eric Holder. He's a lawyer. And you know how much I love lawyers. I mean, you know how much I trust lawyers, whether they be in radio wrapped in the flag. It doesn't matter to me. They're all taught to lie and deceive you. Some are good, some are bad, but at the end of the day, they're just lawyers. Eric Holder's the top lawyer in the country. He uses the word combat, saying that he won't use drones on American soils against anyone who's not in combat. Great. What does he mean by combat? He left the door wide open. Does he mean verbal combat? Does he mean people who are combative? I don't know. You'll have to ask your friends in the administration. So, I mean, we could talk about droning on about drones. You know where I stand on drones in the use against enemies of America. I'm for them. It's better than using the other person's son, isn't it? I know all of you great conservatives who wrap yourself in libertarianism. Well, no, we're against drones. We agree with the leftists on that. We've come together on that. We shouldn't be using drones against the Islamofascists in Iran and Pakistan. Well, why don't you go put a uniform on? Go put a uniform on if they can find one your size. It's unbelievable to me. You want other people's children to die fighting them. The drone is a good tool. It's a very good tool. It saves American lives, but not on our soil. It's very clear. What do they mean on our soil? Combat? Combatant? It's from the old French, by the way. If you look up the word, Eric Holder said he will not use it against any American who's not in combat against the U.S. Well, if you look up the word combat, it derives from the old French combattre, to fight. So it means anyone who's fighting the administration is now in combat. So that could be, let's see, anybody who disagrees with Obama is in combat against them. That's the fear. You understand that? It is the best of times and the worst of times. I told you, San Francisco, as the radio station at KSFO, I see cranes all up in the air around South of Market. Buildings are going up. The city is booming. It looks like boom times. Where's the money coming from? Apparently, it's the dot-com money pouring in the billions into San Francisco. Restaurants overflowing. Eating endangered species. The wine is pouring. The food stamps are soaring to America's. The best of times, the worst of times. Give me a piece of that rare, give me that rare wine. You walk down the streets of San Francisco, the best restaurants are jammed to the rafters. The businessmen are gorging on foods and wines and the most expensive of endangered species. Species you've never heard of being served under the table. The wine is pouring while food stamps are soaring. It's the best of times. It's the worst of times. We have never had more security from the Islamofascists than we currently enjoy. And yet North Korea suddenly pops up and says, we're going to pop you one with a nuke. Well, do you fear North Korea will really launch a nuke on the U.S.? Are we liable to wake up one day and, God forbid, see Honolulu was attacked again? Or will it be San Francisco, Los Angeles, or Seattle, or Portland? Who knows what this lunatic is liable to do? You see what I'm saying to you? The best of times, it's the worst of times. So I have some questions for you. And I could talk about all of these very heavy topics, but I know most of you are either on the way home from work or you're already home from work. But the operational word is work. And what you need is a little relief from that stress of work, along with the news, views, and reviews that I'm famous for. Phone number is 855-400-7282. 855-400-7282 from anywhere in America. I'm Michael Savage. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the Safe Light Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for Safe Light or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
One little joint supplement.
Over 200,000 customers are having a better hair day because of Ovation Cell Therapy.
I had a brush full of hair every day. Since I started using Ovation, my hair is fuller and it's not falling out in the shower or the brush. Ovation also worked for my husband with his breakage. Thanks for a wonderful product.
I'm a 40-year-old woman with extremely fine hair and I've been coloring it for over 25 years. Using Ovation has decreased my hair loss and increased the fullness of my hair. I plan on using this product for the rest of my life.
Ovation works great. After my baby was born, my hair was falling out and breaking off like crazy. Now my hair looks and feels better and is growing faster than it ever has. Thanks, Ovation.
For thicker, stronger, and longer hair, log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount. ovationhair.com.
You used to be able to keep a foreign financial account secret from the IRS. No more. The IRS has found a way to force foreign financial institutions to report you. Failure to disclose foreign income and assets could lead to long-term imprisonment and loss of more than everything you'll ever have.
If you have unreported foreign income and assets, there are a variety of options, not just the current amnesty program, that could benefit you. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in obtaining results in international tax law cases. This is an extremely complex area of law, and my team of tax attorneys and CPAs have the international tax experience you need. If you wait until the government contacts you, it could mean heavy fines and even prison time. Call us before it's too late.
Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Do you know which investment is projected to double in price? Let's ask Scott Carter.
It's not stocks. It's not bonds. It's silver.
What's happening with silver?
Shortages are showing up because supply is critically low. In just the last 10 years, 90% of the world's supply has been used up.
Where are the shortages?
Well, twice this year, the U.S. Mint has run out of silver.
So where's the silver price headed?
We believe all the signs tell us silver should be double where it is now.
Before we went on, you told me Lear has a special offer on a new silver coin. What is it?
It's a 1.5-ounce silver polar bear coin. It's minted from the finest silver. It's the only 1.5-ounce coin on the market that carries a government guarantee, and it's eligible for IRAs. For a limited time, new customers can buy 20 silver polar bears and get one free, our lowest price ever.
Folks, call 1-800-601-8761 now. The offer is limited. Invest just $5,000, and for each purchase of 20 silver polar bear coins, you'll get one free. That's 1-800-601-8761, 800-601-8761.
The Department of Education doesn't educate anybody. The Environmental Protection Agency? No.
Mark Levin.
It's the Private Sector Destruction Agency.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epic of belief. It was the epic of incredulity.
It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. We had everything before us. We had nothing before us. We're all going direct to heaven. We're all going direct the other way. In short, the period was so far like the present period, etc. and so forth. Charles Dickens, A Tale of Two Cities. Dickens, as you know, lived between 1812 and 1870. He wrote the great novel, A Tale of Two Cities. The fact is that things haven't changed in many ways, have they? There's another quote from Charles Dickens from a different novel, David Copperfield, that applies to Obama. And it's this. It's a two-sentence one. Actually, one sentence. Two sentences, actually. Annual income, £20. Annual expenditure, 19.6. Result, happiness. Annual income, £20. Annual expenditure, £20, ought and six. Result, misery. Apparently, Obama didn't read that in the madrasas in Indonesia. KSFO, let's start with you in San Francisco. Stephanie, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Michael, I'm calling. I have to say I've listened to you for years. I'm a retired high school English teacher, and I'm calling because I have to tell you that I love the depth and the breadth of your conversation. I love the fact that you can call on Dante. I got so excited when I heard to Dante a while back.
Well, you know, my uncle gave me Dante's Inferno when I was in Jamaica High School. We didn't read it in there, but I mean the Catholic schoolboys read Dante's Inferno. You know, literature is very instructive, and The Tale of Two Cities is instructive with regard to our times because it is the best of times and the worst of times. As I said, the cranes are building buildings south of Market, and yet we hear about starvation and homelessness and food stamp usage. It's two Americas here.
This is true, but the thing about literature is so many of the themes are universal, just like The Tale of Two Cities.
I'm going to send you a copy of the great novel, the greatest novel of our time, A Time for War, written by yours truly, since you love it. Now let's go across the country to another city, another station, on another topic. Frank on WABC, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael. I got a question for you. You seem like you're really good at reading people. I want to know what your take is on this Korean, you know, leader. Is he just, you know, the son of propaganda? When you see him on TV, you know, spewing out all his hatred, do you think he's really going to act out on this someday?
I wouldn't rule it out. He could do it. He could wake up to a smoldering American city. They could launch one from a freighter onto a West Coast city. Yeah, he could do it. He's crazy enough to do it. And let me tell you something. He would catch the Obamaites with their pants down. They'd be busy seeing how they can rob the Treasury of another $1 trillion. They wouldn't even know what hit them. You're telling me our national security team is up to the standards of this guy? I don't believe so. I don't trust them to protect us. Let me ask you, do you trust this administration to protect you from a real murderer?
No, of course.
Well, there's your answer. If the man has the ability to do it, tell me what would stop him.
Nothing.
Well, the only thing that could stop the North Korean lunatic is China. And I don't see any evidence that China is actually stopping him. I believe they're behind his threats, as I've said numerous times, as they are behind many manipulations and machinations in our country, including the suppression of my book, A Time for War, which I will tell you over and over again until you understand. Do you fear North Korea will really launch a nuke on the U.S.? Let me explain something to you. I told you that I take him real seriously. Now, when I tell you when I gave you the next statement, you'll see why I said it. I didn't jokingly say with our national security team here in America, do you think I have the faith that they could protect me from him? And I said, are you crazy? You ready for this punchline? The Senate panel's chairman on defending us is none other than Senator Robert Menendez, Democrat of New Jersey, who said the threat was absurd. This is a guy enmeshed in a hooker scandal Well, let's let it at that. Democrat New Jersey is all I have to say. Senator Robert Menendez, Democrat New Jersey, is the Senate panel's chairman who's looking into the North Korean threats. I rest my case. I rest my case. This is better than fiction, what's going on in our country today. Robert Menendez, Democrat New Jersey, enmeshed in a hooker scandal, is in charge of the Senate panel that's supposed to protect us from the North Korean lunatic who threatens to drop a nuke on us. This is unbelievable to me. How could Menendez be on that committee? How could they not take him off the committee during the investigation of the hooker scandal? How is that possible? Oh, well, Dianne Feinstein is the chairman of the
of the Armed Services Committee. Does it get better than that? Does it get better than Dianne Feinstein, chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee? How much better can it get than that? Huh? It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epic of belief. It was the epic of incredulity. It was the season of light. Nope, it was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. Nope, it was the winter of despair. We had everything before us. We had nothing before us. That's from Charles Dickens, A Tale of Two Cities, and it's a tale of our cities today. Here in San Francisco, I see the same exact thing. Restaurants overflowing, wine, bums in the street. Bums in the street. Food stamps, poverty. How is that possible? Because that's life. That's what it is. And that's it. And that's life. That's the whole story. 854, you can't call. The lines are jammed. I knew it. I knew it. Best instincts in talk radio history. Or I would have been gone a long time ago. I would have been gone with the wind. No, I know what people are interested in radio. I'm interested in it. If I'm interested in it, I'm not faking it. You can tell. Yeah, the guys are going on and about the drones, and acting, you know, methinks thou dost protest too much. Let's put it that way. Day and night protesting about this and that. How much can you take of it? How much can you take of it when the people protesting worked for the administration that introduced the Patriot Act? Now all of a sudden they're against the Patriot Act, this part of it. They're acting like they're suddenly they're Paul Revere. Paul Revere with a microphone, all of them. Hey, look, it's a long day. You got to listen to something from morning till night. It's just that I'm not buying into it. I get the whole drone story. Okay, I know what combat means. It means to fight. It means you could say that if a man's combative verbally, you can kill him. I don't believe it. Okay, I don't think it's going to happen. Although anything's possible with old Obama. Who knows? That's all. Okay, what do you want to talk about? 1-855-407-2822 is the phone number. ABC, Leo, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, make it.
Well, I heard of the 1965 clip from Paul Harvey, who I love, God bless him.
Yeah.
About 1965, If I Were the Devil. You should look it up, and you could do a whole show on this. His foresight and his ability to predict.
Oh, you mean what he said, what would happen if he were the devil?
Unbelievable. And if you
what is it? Does it mimic what's going on now?
Oh my God, it's unreal. It makes who makes Nostradamus like a fraud. I mean, it's un.
So Leo, you're an adamant talk radio listener, I guess.
Yes. I call all the time. Everybody, I enjoy it very much. Sports, politics, you got it.
I love it. So you like my voice? Is it a good radio voice?
Oh, I love it. I haven't had the pleasure. I just bought the first book.
I'm going to send you one. All right. You worked for it tonight. You sang for yourself, but you're getting a time for war. Don't worry about it.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview we recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now. For the Savage Simple Truth, call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Shawn Talk 560 KSFO. Oakland police are looking for the gunman who shot a driver in the leg during an attempted holdup at a restaurant's drive-through window. The attack happened yesterday less than a block from the police department's Eastmont Mall substation. A federal indictment charges a former Sacramento TV producer with conspiring to hack into an Alteris company's website. The government claims he gave the group Anonymous a login and password for a computer server belonging to his employer. And San Francisco officials say it wouldn't cost as much to rename the city's airport after Harvey Milk as once thought. The city's budget office says the cost would be about one quarter what airport officials recently estimated. Taking a look at the roadways, not bad out there. Due to a stalled car, northbound 101, Cesar Chavez should be off to the side by now. Northbound 680 and Andrade, CHP still with an accident in the center divide, but not blocking lanes. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560, KSFO.
This is an important message for all hardworking Americans. Not long ago, Michael Parnas was living on a park bench in New York City. Fast forward to 2008, he took a few thousand dollars and in less than 8 months, eight of the worst trading months in stock market history, Michael made close to $4 million. He cracked the stock market's code and discovered the insider trends that your broker doesn't want you to know. So he is giving you his Power Trading, Power Living book and DVD to help take the mystery out of the market, break down the trades and trends you need to know, and show you how he went from a park bench to Park Avenue for free. Just pay shipping. Michael has never stopped believing that regular, hardworking people can make money in the stock market. A lot of money. In fact, Michael is convinced power trading can work for you, too. That's why he's giving you his book and DVD for free. Call Michael now at 800-309-1118 and claim your free copy. Call 800-309-1118. That's 800-309-1118. Trading carries a high level of risk and may not be suitable for everyone.
I used to pay exterminators to spray my house with toxic chemicals every month. When Chloe was born, I knew there just had to be a better way.
There is. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment. Also offers revolutionary methods of pest control. This is the season when ants, spiders, other bugs, and rodents are trying to get into your home. So call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. Planet Orange will customize a pest control program for your family using botanical solutions to common pest problems, with free service calls between treatments if needed, and peace of mind at no extra charge. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of mint.
Mark, our Planet Orange pest expert, checks in with us every time they come out to treat the property. He's really a tenant.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG for as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we believe in getting you the parts you need fast, with no shenanigans. What are shenanigans? Those annoying shipping and handling charges you get stuck with when shopping online. We think handling is for sports cars. And shipping? Well, when you spend $75 or more at AdvanceAutoParts.com, shipping is 100% free. 0% shenanigans. AdvanceAutoParts.com.
Advance Auto Parts.
See site for details.
Ryan Sussman here on the next morning show. Everything from the best beers in the world to the best financial advice, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
You get the drift. I try to warn you. I put the evidence out there for everyone to see in the first edition of Trickle Down Tyranny. I explained that Barack Obama is the most corrupt American president since the days of Tammany Hall, but you were not paying attention. You reelected one of the most unprincipled men who's ever held the office of president of the United States. I spell it out in the introduction to the paperback edition, and I have references. If you disagree with the statements, read the references and tell me that they're wrong as well. Why don't you rewrite history? Rewrite history. Now, went to an Indian buffet again. Okay, I call it Indian 4, a new one. I can't stay away. I said no salt. You know, I said I wasn't going to do salt, but I go anyway. It was a hot day. But you know, Bloomberg came to haunt me in my mind during the buffet, because I realized that Bloomberg says is that he's not eliminating soda, he's just using portion control. So I thought that what Bloomberg ought to do next in New York City is limit buffets to one plate per person, because that's portion control. You want to go down to Katz's Delicatessen and tell them to cut their sandwiches in half. because there's too much corned beef, too much saturated fat, too much salt. That's his little business, isn't it? That's his business. Yip, 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 too much, portion control. But do you realize how dangerous this man is? You think it's nothing, but everything starts in a little way. He's saying he has the right to control how much soda you drink. No, he doesn't have the right. He does not have the right. Because by dint of that, if you give that little dictator that power over soda size, tomorrow what will it be, as I said to you 1,000 times? Will it be buffet size? The amount of food on a buffet? The size of a sandwich in a Jewish delicatessen? The amount of cheese in a pizza? I mean, what? Where does it stop with these lunatics? Their job in the health department is to stop the spread of, let's say, sexually transmitted diseases by controlling sex clubs. They don't do that, though, do they? To stop the epidemic of drug use. They don't do that, though. They encourage your child to smoke marijuana, the most dangerous drug in history, precisely because it's an entry-level drug, and it turns people into morons, idiots, manipulated, like the Chinese war under opium, so the demagogues can get away with anything. That's what a health department's supposed to do. It's to stop epidemics, not control the amount of food you eat. You see what I'm saying to you? And look where it's coming from. Look where food fascism is coming from. Never from the conservatives, never from the right, always from the left. The very same left that wants to ban vitamins in America. And so many people in the vitamin industry are so naive. I worked in the vitamin industry for years before I went into radio, which is longer than 20 years ago. And I will tell you, almost every one of them is a left-winger. Every one of them, heavy into marijuana, big marijuana user, all left-wing fanatics, smile at each other at these conventions. They don't understand that the leftist politicians that they put back in power are the ones who want to put them out of business. And you know, it's a microcosm of America itself. They don't even understand what they're doing. They're that stupid. Teddy, my little dog, who's the mascot of the Savage Nation, perhaps I would say in the top three best-known dogs in America. Yes, you heard me. Bo is a liberal dog, so he doesn't count. In fact, I'm sure that when Obama leaves the White House, they'll let him go on a highway. Worse yet, I think that after they leave the White House, they're liable to give him as a gift to North Korea. But let's not go into that. You can be sure I'd never give Teddy as a gift to North Korea. Teddy went to the dentist. I had a call from the dog dentist that he had 5 teeth that had to be removed. I mean, oh, God, okay, go ahead, take his. So I picked him up. I brought his little blue baby blanket. And for me, it was like taking a child home from a hospital. He was doped up. He's sick. He's laying on the bed. He doesn't want to eat. He's in pain. I have pain meds. I have to wash his mouth out. I have to give him soft food. It's, you know, it's taking care of a sick pet until he recovers. And he will recover. But, you know, it's the mortality thing. Right now, proportionately, he and I have about the same amount of teeth left in our mouth. And in dog years, I'm about, I think, like him. I mean, I something tells me it's going to be a duet when the two of us will go to God. But there he is. It's a very big mortality story. It's a play on all of us. That's why we love our pets. And he's just laying there watching me do the show on his bed, his big puffy bed. He gets up once in a while, and I put water in his mouth. He doesn't even want to drink. He won't eat. And it's just sad because it's us laying there. You know what I'm saying? But you know what the vet bill was? $2,000 for dental work on a 10-pound dog. So you say, okay, you're lucky that you have money. I'm lucky I have the money, that I worked for it. Yeah, I'm lucky I have the money. So I ask myself, what was done to dogs 50 years ago if they had 5 teeth that were rotted out? They gassed them. Who took them to a dog dentist in my father's time? No one. They loved the dog, but they didn't take them to a dog dentist. First of all, they didn't have dog dentists. There was no such thing. Number two, no one had the money for it. Who would have spent the money on tooth extraction? I have a producer who had 4 teeth removed that cost $400. My dog had 5 teeth removed that cost $2,000. How does that figure? Well, I don't know. Does Obamacare cover dog dental work? I know it covers children up to the age of 26 who are living. I'm not going to read any more from it right now. I'm not in the mood. I gave you a taste of it. You can go buy the book or not. That's all. It's not going to change my lifestyle. I try my best to awaken the country. If you don't want to be awakened, I can't help you stay asleep. Syracuse, New York. Paul, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Michael, have you lost your mind?
Why? What did I do wrong?
Poor Teddy. Did they call you before they said they were going to?
Oh, yeah, they said that he went in for a cleaning. Then they said they found 5 rotting teeth in the back, little teeth, that had to come out or they would rot him out. I said, you have to remove them. You can't leave rotten teeth in a dog's mouth.
Well, what did they used to do?
Kill them. They let the dog die and suffer. Then they hear the dog suffering and they put him to sleep. That's why dogs live longer today. It's because of the advanced medical care and dental care. That's the truth. Paul, it's the same with people. You know, if you have teeth rotting in the back of your mouth, what do? Do you let them fester or do you have them removed?
Well, no, but I mean, I don't know. It's a dog.
I know it's a dog, but I love him. He's like a little brother to me. I had to do it. He's not. He won't eat his turkey now. He nibbled at a little provolone cheese earlier, but he has not eaten a thing all day. He won't drink water. I have to put it on my finger. He's laying there on the bed next to my studio office here. Now I'm home. I didn't go to the city studio today. Today I'm in the house studio. Tomorrow I'm going to take him to the city again, maybe if he's feeling better. But look, do you have a dog, Paul?
Yes.
Well, so what? You would euthanize your dog if it had it needed teeth work?
No. I would.
All right. So the day will come, you'll get a dental call. It's a thing with dogs now. That's all. They clean their teeth and then they pull them out. What you think? I was ripped off $2,000 to remove five teeth. I'll read you the bill point by point. It seems reasonable to me. X-rays and then Y-rays and Z-rays. I can't believe it. Medication I got to give him at midnight. No, it's like a person. I mean, you know, when I drove up to get him and I had his little baby blanket, I had a little bad feeling. You know, it's very much like a child or a parent or someone you know, people listening to the show who lost children, they lost a father, a mother. It's different because they're human beings, obviously. But the mortality of our pets certainly touches us very deeply. We don't have to quantify it. We don't have to be ashamed of that. A man doesn't have to be ashamed of the fact that he shed a tear for an animal that's sick or dying. That's all. We don't have to say we're better men because we feel that. We are men, period, and we feel that. That's all you can say. You mean in the Old West, a man rode a horse. When the horse died, you think the man didn't feel it because you don't see it in a Western movie? As tough as rawhide as the man was, he loved his horse. It was his life. So what, they have to write a book about it? Did they cry when Trigger died? I don't think so. That's all. The wine is pouring. The food stamps are soaring. Fort Myers, Florida. Brandon, welcome to the program. Oh, I hit the wrong button. Give me call six. Six, six, six. Six, call six. Go ahead, please.
Michael. Hey.
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you for being on the radio. I've listened to you since I was in speech and debate in high school. And you're the only one that's talking about this Sanchez and everything with the North Korea thing, and he's saying it's not a threat. And it's driven.
Oh, you mean Menendez in North Korea. He's the one protecting us. He's on the committee that's supposed to analyze whether North Korea is a real threat. You hear Senator Menendez, Mr. Massage.
Right, and you're wondering where our government is. I mean, I'm just insane today. It's like, when's the last time America's just sat by and said, oh, yeah, well, someone said they're going to...
Brandon, we could wake up and Honolulu could be ablaze, God forbid. That's the kind of government we have. They're more concerned with a man with a gun than they are with a man with a nuclear bomb. They're more concerned with an American with a rifle than they are with a guy with a nuclear weapon from North Korea. That's where they're looking. Feinstein's looking under every corner for a man with a gun, and the guy with the nuclear bomb isn't her problem.
I know, and the dying Feinstein... Day. She's out with this thing on the gun control, and she's just thinking, it's like, hello, wake up. I called my senator today, congressman and everything.
What you mean about North Korea?
Yeah, about North Korea. None of them have, according to their offices, none of them have released statements yet.
No, none of them even know what's going on. They have no idea where North Korea is. If you say North Korea, they don't know what you're talking about. They think it's a joke, a video game. Thanks for the call. That's right. 855-400-7282, if you care to chime in on the issues of our day. I mean, these are big issues, by the way. Very big issues. That's all. I don't know. Bill on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, my Bijan Enzo and Lab Bench and well wishes to Teddy.
Oh, Teddy, you hear that? People love you.
And I agree with you. When my daughter has a bad asthma attack, I'm trying to treat her at home with a nebulizer and listening with my stethoscope. But my dog has a fever, right to the vet, $500, no problem. But that $10 copay for my daughter, I got to think about it.
Isn't that something? You're a doctor?
No. I was retired from working in ER. I've called frequently. I'm the blind guy in Connecticut.
But wait a minute. How is it? You mean how expensive pets are? You're saying?
Pardon?
$2,000 to have five teeth removed. $2,000 to have five teeth removed from the dog. And a guy I know had four teeth removed. It cost $400. How does that work? Do they just rip us off? I think it's the Savage Nation. The best of times, the worst of times. Do you fear North Korea will really launch a nuke on the U.S.? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-471-7570. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-471-7570. Again, 1-800-471-7570. 1-800-471-7570.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the Safe Light Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Where did everybody go?
They saw my truck and ran for it.
Who are you?
I'm a Pacific Coast termite inspector, and you're toast.
Why's that?
Because we're the leading orange oil specialist in California. A quick and easy way to eradicate termites for those who don't want a tent.
These guys are cheap, cheap, cheap.
Oh, it's much less than you think. And after 20,000 home treatments, Pacific Coast has a perfect Better Business Bureau rating.
What does eradicate mean?
Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-722-4342. Pacific Coast Termite also eliminates rodents and repairs any damage to your home. And if you call right now, we'll take an additional 10% off the termite or rodent treatment and any necessary structural repairs. And all work is guaranteed and backed with a 2-year warranty. Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-PACIFIC. Or visit PacificCoastTermite.com. Free inspection applies to homes not for sale or in escrow.
You don't want to be a termite,
oh no,
when Pacific Coast Termite's around.
Dart into Cache Creek today. We're giving away 16 cars in 8 weekends guaranteed. That's right, every Saturday and Sunday from March 4th till April 28th, someone will win a hot, brand new Dodge Dart guaranteed. Everyone receives a free swipe daily to win dining, bonus play, or entries into the drawings every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m., where 3 people will win $500 cash, and 1 will win the Dodge Dart guaranteed. That's 16 cars over 8 weekends, and not just any cars, Dodge Darts, the fun-packed sedan. According to Cars.com, Dodge hit the bullseye with the new Dart. 16 cars in 8 weekends guaranteed. Only at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Play the best close to home. Visit CacheCreek.com for details.
The Bay Area RV Expo is back and bigger than ever.
Stop by the Bay Area RV Expo March 7th through the 17th and learn how easily you could be living in comfort and travel with your brand new RV. With free admission, free parking, and free food, you've got to stop by this premier event. It's all here. Tent trailers, toy haulers, fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A, B, and C motorhomes, even luxury diesels. Knowledgeable service technicians will be on site ready to show you the ins and outs of RVing with daily seminars. Huge manufacturer discounts and factory reps on site. Think you can't own an RV? Think again. Bank financing will be available on the spot. New, used, consignment, and bank-owned RVs. It's RV fun and excitement for the whole family when you visit the Bay Area RV Expo. Free parking, free admission, and free food. From Dublin Boulevard, take Regional Street next to Outback Steakhouse in Dublin. For more info, call 1-855-4-RV-EXPO or visit BayAreaRVExpo.com. Sponsored by Sky River RV.
Ryan Sussman here on the Next Morning Show. Everything from the best beers in the world to the best financial advice, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
Now I got a sick dog I got to take up. He won't eat. He won't drink. He's recovering from the anesthesia from the tooth extraction. As soon as the show's over, I got to give him this, Tramadol. Tramadol, it's for dog size. Give a quarter of a tablet. Tablets are already quartered orally. Orally. Every 12 hours as needed. So I looked up Tramadol. It's the same use as codeine. Tramadol, used similarly to codeine, moderate to severe pain. Half the symptoms it's for, I have. I can't believe this. I was going to give it to the dog. Let me think about this. Wide range of applications, restless leg syndrome, motor neuron disease, fibromyalgia. Well, I don't have all of those. It's an opioid agonistic. I like it's almost agnostic. It's not. I love when you read like a, it's an opioid agonistic effect. And if you don't know English, you could think it's an opioid agnostic. I love when people mangle words. I mean, I hear people in the media who are reasonably well-read and intelligent mutilating words. They don't even know what they're saying. The one I love the most is they, instead of saying pundit, they say, they don't even say the word pundit. They use a different word. It's all wrong. Educated people with law degrees, they don't say pundit. They say something else. There's a few other words that they always miss up. Reuptake of norepinephrine converted to desmethyltramadol, a significantly more potent U-opioid agonist. It's an interesting. I love pharmacology. I should have continued with it. I loved organic chemistry because it was orderly. You could look into something, draw what it was. It was orderly. It made sense. There was no politics involved. I loved science. I don't know whether I did the right thing by leaving science and going into talk radio. I mean, I'm richer. I certainly have a bigger audience. But there's something beautiful about organic chemistry. I got to tell you, really. No, look, I'm not complaining. We go down a certain road, and here we are. There's no going back. There's, you know, don't look back. I mean, I don't want to turn into a brick of salt here. I'm enjoying myself every night on radio now like I haven't in 15 years. I feel like a rejuvenation. I'm a born-again talk show host. I really, it's like a born-again talk show host here. So how do you feel about these topics? Uh-oh, here we go. See, now we're getting the interesting calls now, the art calls. Let's go to Washington, D.C., WMAL, in the heart of the monster. Howard, welcome from Washington, D.C. What's on your mind?
Yes, Dr. Savage, I agree with you about Melendez. It disgusts me that he's on a panel. And I've got a catchphrase for you for him.
Wait, hold on. You're talking about Menendez from New Jersey, is the chairman of the Senate panel that's telling us not to worry about North Korea, that the threats are meaningless. I think that's shocking that he'd be on any committee in the midst of the scandal that he's enmeshed in, that they wouldn't take him off a committee at this time.
It's a tragedy.
Well, but it's more of the same of Eric Holder. It's the same of Janet Napolitano releasing 5,000 criminal illegal aliens into the street. What happened to her? Why haven't there been loud screams from McCain and Lindsey Graham to throw her off the job? ABC, Kathleen, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Michael, hello. I love listening to you talk about your pets. I've just been through a very 36-hour ordeal with my beloved dog. He's 3 years old, and we thought he had, like, scratched his cornea. It was awful. It was, like, 2 in the morning, and I was rushing him to the vet to get care for him. I didn't care what it cost. I didn't care what it took. I wanted to know he got the best care he could get.
Wait, hold on. What did it cost you, 10 grand?
No, actually, I got to say, all said and done, like $350.
Dollars? I paid $2,100 today for the tooth job.
I can imagine that. I've done that with other pets. I have a 21-year-old cat, a 9-year-old cat, a 3-year-old dog.
Oh, so that's common. I'm a frugal guy. I was shocked at the bill, but I paid it. I just wanted to get the dog out. I did it on the phone. I said, I don't want to haggle over the bill. Here's the credit card. Just give them to me. I came in with the blanket and got him. But he's still listless. Did you have to give him pain pills at night after the tooth job?
No, this was his eye, so I didn't have to...
No, the pet that you had the tooth work done for in the past, did you have to give him pain meds?
Well, yeah, and that's...
How do you know if they need it? It says as needed. He's laying there not saying a word. He's not crying, nothing. So I still give him the dope?
If my dog is not acting how he's supposed to act, I know.
Okay, mine is laying around on the bed that I have for him. It says, give him the pill as needed, right? The pain pill. He's not complaining. He's laying there. I'm afraid of giving him the pill if he's so calm.
I'm sorry. If they're calm, it doesn't mean they're okay.
I understand, but he's not crying. He's not whining or weeping, moaning. I put my ear next to his mouth and talk to him, and I say to him, how are you? I don't hear him going, he's not saying anything to me. I'm a dog whisperer. He's not whispering.
That tugs at my heartstrings. That's exactly what...
I'm looking at the tramadol and what it's used for. I'm tempted to have a drink and take a quarter of a tab myself. I'm so nervous. No, dog medication like this, you know how hot this would be in a jail cell? Just to go for a big buck on the street. Come on, I'm just joking. I don't want to give him the pain pill if he doesn't need it. I'm going to have a stiff drink after the show. It rattled me. Because it's like I'm next, okay? Why do you think we get rattled with a pet? Mortality. And everywhere you go on the web, it's like coffins made of peanut shells. What is that? FEMA coffins, an ad for it. Everywhere I go on right-wing websites, FEMA coffins, FEMA coffins, FEMA coffins. And they're made of like peanut shells. Like Jimmy Carter must be involved in the FEMA shell coffin. Like Jimmy Carter's FEMA coffin shells. I don't understand this. Where are they getting this from? FEMA coffins. Belly fat. Everywhere you turn, belly fat, FEMA coffins. You see, if you're in my business, you could lose your mind. If you don't know how to screen, you have to have a filter in your head to do what I do for a living, spending a lot of time on the web, right, looking at stories. But you have to screen out the ads. Fat stomachs off. It looks like Jody Arias' lawyer, the ads for belly fat. Then you combine it with FEMA coffins, tied in with Menendez. And Menendez, the stalker, the highway. He looks like the mountain stalker. I don't know. The country's crazy today. See, I think that things are out of control, personally. We think that a government is filled with these diabolically brilliant people who are in control of every aspect, every second. I think that the whole thing is, it's like a machine that's gone awry. It's like William Burroughs, the ticket that exploded. I don't know if you read literature. Many of you have forgotten William Burroughs, one of the greatest writers of our time. And I say our time, you know, categorically. He was one of the greatest writers, but he could easily be confused because a lot of what he wrote about was sexual. So you know, therefore he was a pornographer. Well, that's the stupid view of William Burroughs. But his novel, The Ticket That Exploded, almost explains the times we're living in.
Savage.